Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Where all the bad things are really about Trump personally, as opposed to bad things happening mainly in major Democratic areas. We went through 8 long hours of Democratic programming without once mentioning economic lockdowns, not one, which is an incredible feat because their main pitch on COVID is look at the economy, look how bad the economy is. Why do you think the economy is so bad? It is not purely because of the effects of COVID itself. In the early going, when states were being absolutely ravaged by COVID, it was easy to make the case that it was not government policy that was leading to the economic failures in major states like New York and New Jersey. I mean, when the virus was running roughshod through New York and New Jersey and killing virtually everybody in nursing homes, it was at least easy to make the case people ain't going to go out and they're not going to circulate. They're not going to go back to the office because they're afraid of the virus. But the fact is, right now in New York, I was looking at these numbers today. In New York, there were a grand total of 7 deaths in the entire state of New York from COVID yesterday. And they are still locked down. In New Jersey, there are a grand total of nearly 0 deaths in the state of New Jersey reported yesterday, which means occurring yesterday, it was probably zero. Okay, they are still locked down in New Jersey. They're still locked down in major areas of the American economy. And the Democrats somehow got through 8 hours of programming in which they featured the governor of New York. They featured the governor of California, which is still shut down. And they never once mentioned that lockdown policies may have something to do with the fact that the economy has tanked. So that's pretty incredible. I mean, that's obscuring all the major issues. And that is the name of the game for Joe Biden, right? At no point does he actually mention the issues. He just says, look, it's bad out there, and I am sweetness and light. That was his entire campaign speech last night. At no point did he actually lay forth a convincing policy on anything. His entire pitch was, Donald Trump is satanic, Marianne Williamson-esque, darkness, forces of darkness, shadowy forces of darkness. It was a Marianne Williamson speech. It really was. I mean, that was Marianne Williamson. You remember back during the primary, she talked about the forces of darkness, and we will overcome. And people laughed at her. Joe Biden just cribbed off her sheet, which is not a surprise. And then he proclaims himself the forces of light. So that's the entire Democratic campaign, which leads to two facts for the Trump campaign, because it was, I think, emotionally effective. Again, the entire campaign has now been Joe Biden is empathetic. He cares about you. He's a nice person. He's the forces of light. And Donald Trump is the forces of darkness. Donald Trump has got to cut off the cocaine drug supply to the Democrats and the media of his own gaffes and his own personal foibles. That's number one. And number two, he has to recenter on the fact that Democrats' plans involve allowing cities to be run roughshod over by looters and rioters and allowing economies to be locked down until the end of time. Right? That is the those are the major issues in America today. And by the way, also allowing the Chinese and the Iranians to do what they will on the foreign stage. It's still incredible to me that the entire media have completely ignored the fact that the intelligence community, the same intelligence community that is currently finding that the Russians are trying to interfere in the election on behalf of Donald Trump, also said that the Chinese and Iranian governments are trying to interfere in the election on behalf of Joe Biden. That's gone completely without mention. And by the way, China is a much greater geopolitical threat to the United States right now than Russia has been for at least a decade. Okay, we're going to get into the actual events of the DNC in just one moment. First, let's talk about your sleep quality. So I don't get enough sleep, but that means that the sleep I do get, I really value. So if I lie down on a mattress, I better be asleep on that mattress inside of 2 minutes. Well, good news for me. Helix Sleep personalized mattress just for me and for my wife. It is fan-freaking-tastic. I'm a one-of-a-kind guy. That's why I have a mattress made just for me. You can have one made just for you by Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep has built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really firm or soft, if you sleep on your side, your back, or your stomach, if you sleep really hot with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like moi. Just head on over to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on that Helix Sleep mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. There's a reason that it was rated best mattress of 2019 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Plus, it's got a 10-year warranty. You can try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Again, that is helixsleep.com/Shapiro. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Okay, so the DNC was basically a bunch of awkward humor and faux unity up until Joe Biden emerged from the crypt. Alive, made animate by Dr. Frankenstein. They started off, as always, with a celebrity presenter. Last night, it was Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld. And it appeared that virtually all of her lines were written by the late season writers of Seinfeld, right? No early season writers here. I mean, this is really bottom-of-the-barrel kind of humor. Also, it is worth noting here, the same Democrats will claim that Republicans engage routinely in conspiracy theories, and they'll point out that President Trump didn't denounce QAnon because he didn't know what QAnon was and all of that. These same people engage in conspiracy theories, like, on a regular basis, openly and regularly. For 8 long hours of the DNC, all you heard is that Donald Trump was trying to crush the Postal Service so that the mail would not be delivered in time for the election, which is just absolute crap. I mean, we spent an earlier podcast this week on exactly this topic for like 45 minutes. It's just nonsense. It is unsupportable by anything in fact or reality. Nonetheless, according to Julia Louis-Dreyfus at the DNC, in 2016, the election was stolen, full-on stolen, by, I kid you not, Facebook and Vladimir Putin and Fox News, none of which is true. Facebook did not steal the election for Donald Trump. That is sheer nonsense. Vladimir Putin did not steal the election for Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton not visiting Wisconsin stole the election for Donald Trump. These are just open conspiracy theories trafficked in the light of day in the DNC. It's pretty incredible.
Vote. Right now, you can text VOTE to 30330 to learn about all of your voting options and make the best plan for how to vote in your community, wherever you are. An easy way to remember 30330 is that's the year Donald Trump will finally release his tax returns. If we all vote, there is nothing Facebook, Fox News, and Vladimir Putin can do to stop us.
Yeah, that's very funny. It's not a conspiracy theory at all that Facebook, run by Sheryl Sandberg and Mark Zuckerberg, conspired to make Donald Trump president. Sure. Okay, but if that wasn't enough humor for you, there's a lot of humor last night. Julia Louis-Dreyfus also did a comedy routine on Mike Pence's name because, you know, because it's racist to pronounce Kamala Harris's name wrong because everyone does it because it's pronounced in an interesting way. Like for years, everyone said Kamala and now everybody says Kamala, but it's racist because let's make fun of Mike Pence's name.
So what did you think about Kamala Harris's speech last night?
It was tremendous. I was so happy for her.
I know, me too. She's fabulous. I cannot wait to see her debate our current vice president, Mika Pence. Is it Pence?
It's pronounced Ponce, I believe.
Oh, some kind of weird foreign name?
Yeah, not very American sounding.
Yeah, that's what people are saying strongly.
Who thought that was funny? Also, I did enjoy last night church became okay again. That was exciting. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus was talking up the fact that Joe Biden goes to church. Now, in some cases, he can't actually receive communion because, of course, he's a rabid pro-choice activist. But that's okay. He goes to church a lot. Apparently, it's okay to go to church so long as you don't actually believe any of the prescriptions about life in the womb. Here was Julia. It's exciting stuff when Democrats start talking about God. It doesn't get awkward at all.
Just remember, Joe Biden goes to church so regularly that he doesn't even need tear gas and a bunch of federalized troops to help him get there.
When will they? There are funny things you can say about Trump. Why don't they just say them? There are many funny things. Is anybody sitting at home guffawing out loud at this? I don't think so. Other comedians were brought forth. Sarah Cooper, whose entire shtick is making funny faces while pretending to mouth lines from President Trump. Suddenly she's a celebrity at the DNC. Because literally her entire shtick is she makes funny faces while mouthing speeches by Trump, which, by the way, is not as funny as just Trump saying these things. Right? Trump is inherently funny. Right? Shane Gillis, the comedian, pointed this out back in March. He was like, everybody on the left keeps saying Trump isn't funny. It's kind of funny that the president of the United States has threatened to nuke a hurricane. but Democrats can't just leave well enough alone. So they have Sarah Cooper, author and comedian, which is a loosely defined comedian term, doing a routine at the DNC. This is pretty low rent stuff here.
I heard Donald Trump say some pretty unhinged things. I heard them over and over and over again. But nothing is more dangerous to our democracy than his attacks on mail-in voting during a pandemic. Okay, here's the truth. Donald Trump doesn't want any of us to vote because he knows he can't win fair and square. So whether you plan to vote by mail or in person wearing your mask, it is your vote and it's your right. Don't let Donald Trump take that away from you.
That was hilarious. I need to hear from this random lady who makes TikTok videos. That's some hilarity, right? Wait, that wasn't meant to be funny? Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, they also trotted out their favorite governors. I think maybe the funniest thing that happened during the entire DNC is they had a governor's panel. And I kid you not, they put Stacey Abrams on it. I am not kidding you. They actually had a governor's panel. And they had, like, Gretchen Whitmer. And they had a variety of Democratic governors from across America on this panel. And on this panel, they had Stacey Abrams, who is not, in fact, a governor of a state. But they're just going to continue to pretend that she is the governor of the state. So that was actually funny. That was like that was the most comedic moment. There are a few of these comedic moments that popped up during the DNC. There's one moment where they had to have people clap for Kamala Harris's speech. So they put up a big screen of various split screens from Zoom, people clapping. And it turns out they couldn't find enough people to clap, so they just duplicated various little windows. It looked like Hollywood Squares, except several of the squares were exactly the same. So that was kind of fun. There were some comedic moments, but they were unintentional comedy. We'll get to the great governors and great senators from around the United States doing their little comedy bits in a moment of unity. It was very awkward until Biden took the stage, honestly. Like, this was Biden's night, which is kind of a surprise since he's been an afterthought the entire convention. Coming up, we hear from some Democratic leaders at the DNC. They're not doing a very good job, but they got to talk. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, such stellar Democratic leaders getting to talk at the DNC, including my own governor, Gavin Newsom, who spoke from a forest in California. Wildfires are consuming large parts of the state of California. In fact, one of the reasons that wildfires have been consuming large parts of the state is not just because it gets hot and dry here. It does get very hot and it does get very dry in the state of California. It has literally my entire life. It is not breaking news that California is hot. And it is not because of global warming, per se, that California is experiencing wildfires. Wildfires have been a thing in California for literally as long as modern human beings have been living in California. It's been quite hot here for quite a while. Gavin Newsom sat in the forest and explained that it was global warming's fault, not his forest management fault, right? They don't do any sort of forest clearing, so that leaves a lot of really, really dry terrain for the fires to race across. Gavin Newsom took some time out to go to the forest James Comey, what was weird is James Comey was hiding behind that big tree behind him. And then talk about global warming. Meanwhile, we have rolling blackouts across the state of California. I mean, this is just, this state is so unbelievably mismanaged. My state is the most beautiful state in the union. It also happens to be the most mismanaged state in the union. It's absolutely incredible. They're talking about raising the tax rates again. They're talking about raising the top tax rate in the state of California to nearly 17% on top of the federal rate, which would put the top tax rate around 54% in the state of California, combined state and federal. They are talking about a wealth tax that would follow you around for 10 years after you leave the state. There are 66,000 homeless people in L.A. County right now on the street. There are rolling wildfires across the state. There are rolling blackouts in the middle of a giant heat wave, right? Because people are using their electricity more, they are shutting off electricity to people in the middle of a heat wave where it is 104 degrees outside in L.A. And here is Gavin Newsom taking some time out to talk to you from the forest about global warming. Really high priority stuff here from the Ken doll of a governor that we have out here.
I'm about a mile or so away from one of over 370 wildfires that we're battling here in the state of California. We are just coming off a record week, a heat wave that led to 130 degree temperatures, the highest temperature ever recorded in California, arguably the world's history here in our state. The hots are getting hotter. The dries are getting drier. Climate change is real. If you are in denial about climate change, come to California.
Okay, climate change is indeed real, in my opinion, and in the opinion of most scientists. Climate change is indeed largely human-caused, according to most scientists. Also, all of the measures that Gavin Newsom encourages with regard to climate change will have literally zero impact on the climate for the next several decades. So he better get a plan together to, you know, stop the wildfires and rolling blackouts in his state, dumbass. And meanwhile, it wasn't just Gavin Newsom being a dumbass. It was a wide variety of Democrats making fools of themselves last night. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta was featured last night. Her city has been in a state of pretty significant turmoil ever since the shooting of Rayshard Brooks near Wendy's, after Rayshard Brooks fell asleep in a drive-thru at Wendy's. And I believe it was a person of color who called the cops. The cops showed up, discussed with him for 45 minutes. And then he attacked the police officers. He seized a taser from one, tried to shoot the other, and then got shot. That led to riots in the streets and Keisha Lance Bottoms talking about cutting the cops and a DA trying to indict the cops. And the cops basically sicking out, doing a blue out. And Keisha Lance Bottoms was featured at the DNC anyway, because that's how all of this works. So here is Keisha Lance Bottoms suggesting once again, in part of the new Democratic mythology, that black people are being prevented from voting across the United States, despite the fact that black people routinely outvote their share of the population in presidential elections and have since Barack Obama. Here is Keisha Lance Bottoms.
The baton has now been passed to each of us. We've cried out for justice. We have gathered in our streets to demand change, and now we must pass on the gift John Lewis sacrificed to give us. We must register, and we must vote.
Okay, and I understand the drive to get people to vote, but the idea that you are being threatened with inability to vote in the United States today is nonsense. It's just sheer crap. Okay, so we got Keisha Lance Bottoms. We also got Senator Tammy Duckworth, another one of the also-rans for vice president who is not selected. So Senator Duckworth just did a pure anti-Trump speech, which is really the uniting glue of the Democratic Party. She suggested that Trump doesn't deserve to call himself president, and she also suggested that Trump is easily manipulated by dictators. Here she was going after Trump.
Joe Biden would stand up for what's right, stand tall for our troops, and stand strong against our enemies. Because unlike Trump, Joe Biden has common decency. He has common sense. He can command, both from experience and from strength. Donald Trump doesn't deserve to call himself commander-in-chief for another 4 minutes, let alone another 4 years. Our troops deserve better. Our country deserves better.
Okay, my favorite part of the Democratic platform here is that it's very difficult to say a positive thing about Joe Biden other than Joe Biden is a nice person. He's been a horrible legislator for virtually all of his career. His signature legislation that was good, the Criminal Justice Bill of 1994, he has disowned, which means that he really has no signal accomplishments on his record. So instead, what they just do is they contrast a fake Joe Biden with Donald Trump. And so we're going to see Tammy Duckworth do that in just 1 second. This is part of the program again, Orange Man Bad. And by contrast, Biden good, although we can't really name a good thing that Joe Biden has done legislatively other than he's kind of like a nice person that people seem to like. We'll get to that in just a moment. Coming up, more Democratic luminaries ranging from Tammy Duckworth to Pete Buttigieg. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Bad man. So Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders showed up, mainly so that Cory Booker could remind you that he has a girlfriend. And he talked to Bernie Sanders. So here was Mr. Potato Head putting on his happy eyes. And he was excitedly talking about Rosario Dawson, his girlfriend, liking Bernie Sanders, and then Bernie making weird statements. And it was kind of strange.
You could think of this sort of like Survivor on the out interviews of all the people that got voted off the island. Bernie, don't you laugh, because I got questions for you, like, why does my girlfriend like you more than she likes me? But let's move on.
Because she's smarter than you, and that's the obvious answer, right?
Oh, these jokers. Oh. I mean, this does remind you why Joe Biden is the nominee, right? You look at that split screen, you're like, yeah, probably they're probably right to take Biden. Yeah, that is a picture right there. Whew. Okay, then Pete Buttigieg subtly reminded you that there has been massive social change in the United States. And then my favorite part of this is that regardless of whether you like some of the social change that has happened in the United States, I think it is fair to say that the United States is significantly more tumultuous and divided than it was 10 years ago. And here's Pete Buttigieg advocating more tumult and divide by 2030.
There is a long way to go. But if this much can change between 2010 and 2020, imagine what could change between now and 2030. Imagine what we could achieve, this coalition we are building this very season, gathering progressives and moderates, independents, and even what I like to call future former Republicans, standing for an America where everyone belongs.
Okay, so how much further does the left want to push here? If they're saying, like, remember, in 2010, gay marriage was still not widely accepted in the United States, and so he's saying the same-sex marriage is now widely accepted, and that's a good social change. Okay, whether you believe that or not, how much further does the left want to go here? I mean, it seems to me that the next item on their agenda is simply teaching small children that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. Well, if that's where you want to be by 2030, why don't you just make that explicit? Just say it out loud. Say that's where you want to be. So much of the Democratic platform is never saying the quiet part out loud. And so then they brought forth a couple more people. Michael Bloomberg showed up because he's pledged $60 million to the Democratic Party. And so he got a speaking slot, even though nobody likes Michael Bloomberg. Now, there were a couple. Then we got to the actual pitch. Okay, then we got to the actual Biden pitch. So the actual Biden pitch, again, once again, is empathy and he's a nice guy. Because that's the only pitch for Biden. And I will say that there was some effective stuff here, right? So, for example, this I thought was a very effective video. I thought that it was actually quite sweet. There's a 13-year-old named Braden Harrington who talked about Joe Biden helping him because Joe Biden has overcome stuttering in his own life, and Braden Harrington suffers from stuttering. And so he talked about that last night. I thought this was like a great moment, right? I mean, this kind of stuff is the contrast that Democrats seek to draw. It does show where Trump has a tough time, right? Hillary Clinton is not the type of person who takes days out of her life to help people with their problems. Joe Biden is that kind of person, apparently. And so that's a good look for Joe Biden. Here was a video that honestly was quite affecting.
Without Joe Biden, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
About a few months ago, I met him in New Hampshire. He told me that we were members of the same club. We stutter. It was really amazing to hear that someone like me became vice president.
I mean, that's good for this kid. I mean, really brave to get on live TV and do that. I mean, that's a brave thing. So that was really good. They brought out some kind of normal people to talk, and most of the picks were kind of effective. Like they brought out a 95-year-old former World War II veteran talking about how he's voted Republican all his life, and now he's voting for Joe Biden. Whenever you bring up people who have made sacrifices in the line of duty to do this sort of thing, it's very effective. Here was a 95-year-old World War II vet making the pitch for Joe Biden, really more of an anti-Trump pitch, which, again, is the entire tone and tenor here.
I have been a Republican since the 1960s. I'm a member of the NRA, and I voted for Trump. I think Trump has been the worst president we've ever had, so I'll be glad to see him go. I think Joe Biden will be a great leader for the United States. Like me, on the day of my jump into Germany, I think Joe Biden cares about doing his proper duty for the United States. And if he's elected, that's what he will do.
Again, it's all vague, but again, this is effective kind of stuff. Now, the Democrats did make kind of a boo-boo here. They brought forth a guy named Michael from Rhode Island to talk about how he was a lifelong Republican, and now he's voting for Joe Biden. There's only one problem. Michael from Rhode Island is not, in fact, a lifelong Republican. He is an electrical inspector, and 4 out of the last 5 primaries, he's voted as a Democrat. So that was kind of awkward. But aside from that, that was the pitch. And then Joe Biden's kids did a little presentation. We never hear from Hunter's extra children, right? We never hear about his grandchildren from various other people. But his Hunter and Ashley gave a little speech about how Joe Biden is wonderful and will be there when you need him. And, of course, there's no evidence that he is bad with his children. I mean, apparently he is quite good with his children. It is also true that he has been there for Hunter when he needs him. I mean, this will become a campaign issue. He's been there for Hunter when Hunter needs to jet set over to Ukraine and pick up a bunch of money, or when Hunter needs a ride to China to close a $1.5 billion deal or whatever it was, then, you know, that seems like Joe's been there for him. It seems like everybody whose last name is Biden has gotten rich off the last name Biden, so at least this much is fact-checked true.
I'm Hunter Biden.
And I'm Ashley Biden.
Joe Biden is our dad.
And Beau is our brother.
We want to tell you what kind of president our dad will be.
He will be tough.
And honest.
Caring and principled.
He'll listen. He'll be there when you need him.
He'll tell you the truth, even when you don't want to hear it.
He'll never let you down.
He'll be rock steady.
The strongest shoulder you can ever lean on.
Okay, well, I'm sure that Hunter has leaned on that shoulder both physically and financially many times before. Again, Hunter is going to emerge in this campaign, and he should emerge in this campaign, frankly, because all we've heard from the Democrats is how corrupt and terrible Donald Trump is. Believe me, that stone is not going to be left unturned. And there are some serious questions to be asked about how Hunter Biden ends up on the board of a Ukrainian gas company when he has neither corporate experience nor any experience with natural gas nor any experience in Ukraine and is picking up large scale checks. So that will come up in the betting, I am sure. OK, in just a second, we're going to get to Joe Biden's actual speech, because Joe Biden was indeed alive. It was a low bar to clear. He cleared it. I thought he cleared it pretty easily, actually. It turns out that he can read live in lively fashion from a teleprompter. And his message was sort of jarring. It was a jarring turn from the basic message of the Democrats that we are on the verge of fascism. It was Joe Biden Lightbringer. It was basically Joe Biden trying to channel Barack Obama circa 2004. Right? He did the whole red state, blue state thing from 2004. He did the whole I'm going to unify the country thing from 2008. It was very much a reversion to Barack Obama's 2008 campaign, not Barack Obama circa 2020, where democracy is in danger and Donald Trump is a fascist and we're all going to die. It was a move towards something else. I thought it was a very smart political speech. It didn't lay forth any policy. The one note I will make in critique here, you know, after all is said and done, is that the entire Democratic National Convention was centered around the evils of Donald Trump on a personal level. If I'm a middle class person living in New Jersey and I can't go back to my job because the governor of New Jersey has decided that we're going to lock down until COVID is completely gone forever. If I'm a person who has lost a job or lost a family member, and I do not know how I'm going to recover. The Democrats have offered no programs for me. They've offered no program for me. They've not explained exactly what they're going to do. Basically, the entire pitch is that Donald Trump is the font of all evil in your life. Donald Trump is the Voldemort of the United States. And if you just banish Voldemort, everything will get better immediately. That was the pitch that was made last night. I don't know how compelling that is. It might be a little compelling because people don't like Trump, but I don't know that it's all fired compelling. We'll get to more of this in just one second. First, let's talk about the fact that it can be kind of awkward to talk about certain medical problems. 52% of dudes experience erectile dysfunction at some point. Here's something that you probably should know. 0% of dudes like talking about it, but a solution is here. With Roman, you can go online and connect with a healthcare professional who can help you treat erectile dysfunction. If treatment is prescribed, Roman will ship medication right from their pharmacy directly to your door. With Roman, you don't have to spend time in waiting rooms or make uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. Visit GetRoman.com, chat with a health professional, and if safe and appropriate, get genuine medication delivered in discreet, unmarked packaging. Now that brand name ED meds have gone generic, it's more affordable than ever to get the treatment you need. Start your free online visit at GetRoman.com/Ben. That is GetRoman.com/Ben. Listen, there's some medical problems that are embarrassing to talk about, but listen, a medical problem is also just a medical problem, and you need to get it solved today. Eligibility requirements and additional terms apply. Visit GetRoman.com for more details. Again, you get that free online visit at GetRoman.com/Ben. That's GetRoman.com/Ben to get started. Get that ED problem solved. Then don't think about it anymore. GetRoman.com/Ben. Coming up, we finally get to Joe Biden's big speech. He had his moment. He was alive. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the task of Joe Biden was to be a Trojan horse last night. And a Trojan horse he was. His performance was good, right? A Trojan horse because people basically suspect, I think correctly, that he's probably not going to finish out his first term. And so he has to be a Trojan horse of health. He's a very, very healthy, vigorous man. Right, that was test.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm not talking about the KKK. I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis. And then he said that when it came to people who were marching, that there were fine people on both sides, because he seemed to assume, bizarrely, that there were people who were marching in favor of a Robert E. Lee statue who were not white supremacists. So it was more of a category error than it was. And it was not a good thing, right? I mean, I condemned him for it at the time. But it was not him saying that there were good neo-Nazis and good KKKers, right? That was not what Donald Trump did. Joe Biden instead dumped out there this idea that Donald Trump had basically said that neo-Nazis and KKK members were good people at Charlottesville, which, of course, is something he did not say.
Just a week ago yesterday was the third anniversary of the events in Charlottesville. Close your eyes. Remember what you saw on television. Remember seeing those neo-Nazis and Klansmen and white supremacists coming out of fields with lighted torches. Veins bulging, spewing the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. And remember what the president said when asked? He said there were, quote, very fine people on both sides.
This isn't an overt lie. Right? For a nice guy, it's an overt lie, right? He didn't say that there were very fine people among the neo-Nazis and Klansmen. He specifically said that there were people who were not neo-Nazis and Klansmen marching. That was not factually true. It was wrong. And it provided cover for some of the marchers. But that was... Again, go back and listen to my podcast. I was pretty upset about it. But the characterization there is just flatly untrue. Other flatly untrue things that Joe Biden said during the speech, this is according, by the way, to the Washington Post, is that Joe Biden claims that Trump was going to eliminate funding for Social Security. This is untrue. He said that he was going to temporarily eliminate the payroll tax. Okay, Barack Obama did this. He signed into law a bill that did this in 2012 and suggested that Social Security would be fully funded. The notion that Trump is defunding Social Security is not true. He went after Donald Trump on COVID, right? He suggested that Trump botched COVID worse than any place in the world. That was not true. Here was Joe Biden on COVID.
After all this time, the president still does not have a plan. Well, I do. If I'm your president, on day one, we'll implement the national strategy I've been laying out since March. We'll develop and deploy rapid tests with results available immediately. We'll make the medical supplies and protective equipment that our country needs, and we'll make them here in America.
So basically his plan is exactly Donald Trump's plan, right? But he also said that Donald Trump blew it and America handled it worse than any place else. That is flatly untrue, as the Washington Post even notes. So there are a few things that he said here that were just flatly untrue. But the overall tenor of the speech, again, was about how Donald Trump is a mean man and Joe Biden is a nice man, right? And that was the pitch, right? Empathy, empathy, empathy. There's one point in here where Joe Biden quoted his dad. And he does this a lot in his speeches where he says, my dad said to me, Joey, and then he says something we have no idea whether his dad actually said, but he says, Joey, I don't care if government solves my problems, but government should understand my problems. First of all, I don't think government needs to understand your problems unless government has a public policy to solve the problems. I don't look for caring or compassion from a government agency. Like, if I'm looking for a shoulder to cry on, I don't head on down to the DMV. This bizarre notion that is pushed constantly by Democrats that government is there to care about you is really weird. Why exactly would a faceless, nameless bureaucrat I've never met care about me? I don't understand why you would go seeking care and comfort from people who you've never met, whose literal job is to interpret statutes and then apply them. It's a very strange thing. But anyway, Joe Biden's entire campaign was about empathy. So it was about empathy and unity and pretending he's not a radical. So he started off by saying he was going to work hard for Americans who didn't support him, which is something Barack Obama once pledged to do and then completely rejected all those people and sicked the IRS on them. Here was Joe Biden making that same pitch last night.
I'm a proud Democrat. And I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America. But while I'll be a Democratic candidate, I will be an American president. I'll work hard for those who didn't support me, as hard for them as I did for those who did vote for me.
So the unifier pitch. And then he says that he used the word light in the speech 11 times. That's a lot of light. That's a lot of light. It was this very romantic language about light versus darkness. Again, I'm the forces of good. Donald Trump is the force of evil. He says he's going to draw on the best of us, not the worst, which is kind of weird, considering that, again, 8 hours of Democratic National Convention programming, not one iota of condemnation for people who are literally attempting to burn down cities. But here is Joe Biden saying he's going to draw on the best of us, which I have doubts, let me just say.
Give people light. Those are words for our time. The current president has cloaked American darkness for much too long. Too much anger, too much fear, too much division. Here and now, I give you my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. I'll be an ally of the light, not the darkness.
So he's cloaking himself in a particular mythology about America's recent history, in which everything was hunky-dory during the Obama days, and then all time began with the Big Bang of Trump. That we were not divided in any way before Trump. Everything was fantastic before Trump. This is completely untrue. I'm old enough to remember the Obama era. You probably are, too, if you're listening to the show. And I can easily recall many incidents of division inside America during Barack Obama's era, fostered by an administration of which Joe Biden was a key cog and component. But he's saying, well, basically, it's a back-to-normalcy campaign. I've been saying, by the way, for literally years. I mean, I told members of the Trump administration this in 2017, that the chief threat was Joe Biden running a return-to-normalcy campaign. So I've been predicting this for quite a while. Joe Biden is just fulfilling it. Again, he looked alive. He looked more alive last night, which is good for him, right? He was still slurring his words a little bit because, listen, he hit 78, you get a little bit of mush mouth, and he still has that. But he was much better. He seemed more emotionally attuned last night. And then he made COVID his chief pitch, right? I'll protect us the way that Trump didn't. Again, he offered no actual plan to protect us. He said he wanted a national mask mandate, which is weird because he literally has no power as president to do that. Also, he has never actually proposed a federal program on national masking, said that and thrown that out there. But his bottom line is that he's going to protect you. Donald Trump didn't. He didn't mention Trump once in the speech, but the entire speech was really about how Trump is a bad orange man and Joe Biden is a very nice man who cares for people and will talk their ear off on the Amtrak.
The president has failed in his most basic duty to the nation. He's failed to protect us. He's failed to protect America. And my fellow, that is unforgivable. As president, I'll make you a promise. Alka, I will defend us from every attack, seen and unseen, always, without exception, every time.
Okay, now this is a promise he cannot keep. Yeah, because no president can protect you all the time from everything, right? He's basically now putting up America's missile defense system. I mean, I'm sorry, but protected us against COVID. How do I know? Because none of the Democratic, Nancy Pelosi didn't. Joe Biden didn't, by the way. He was around. Like, no. I mean, that's a no on that. Okay, then Joe Biden moved on to the racism. Suggested, he went back to the hopeful rhetoric of the early Obama era, which is, we're on the verge of eliminating racism from America. We can fight racism. We can remove it. There's only one problem, constantly shifting the racism so as to not alleviate the charges of racism. It's too valuable an arrow in their quiver. Democrats will never let go of the charge of racism for their political opponents. So when Joe Biden says we're going to wipe racism from America's national life, he doesn't mean that, because the moment that Democrats say racism has been wiped from our national life, which, by the way, it largely has, the moment that that happens, they know they hammer against the political opposition. Here was Joe Biden, however, saying something exactly the same way. Obama said he was going to heal racism and then proceeded to exacerbate it.
History has thrust one more urgent task on us. Will we be the generation that finally wipes out the stain of racism from our national character? I believe we're up to it. I believe we're ready.
What do you think that we've been trying to do for several decades at this point? As for wiping racism from our national character. And what does he even mean by racism, since we now have two dueling definitions? Old school, thinking bad things about people because of their race, which is what racism normally means. Then we have the new school, anti-racism, which suggests on every American system, then you are in fact a racist. Joe Biden doesn't mean, Joe Biden is, his mouth is writing checks that his body can't cash here. What is happening here? Everybody's going to ignore that because it was all sweetness and light. But just recognize, last night, that was a cloaking device for what the actual Democratic program is. Doesn't really mean any of that, or if he does, he's certainly not going to be able to implement it. Try not to burn things down again, guys. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump addressed a group of conservatives 24 hours after Democrats wrapped up their virtual national convention. The president criticized the left for their negative tone, saying their anger and hate was on full display.
The Democrats held the darkest and angriest and gloomiest convention in American history. They spent 4 years attacking America in a horrible that must be redeemed.
Former California police officer who went on to be known as the Golden State Killer told victims he's truly sorry before he was sentenced to life imprisonment for a decade-long string of rapes and murders across the wide swath of. The judge told the 74-year-old man he'll die in prison for his guilty pleas to 13 murders and 13 rape-related charges between 1975 and 1986. Full House star Lori Loughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli got their sentences. Lori Loughlin, 2 months in prison. Giannulli, 5, after a judge accepted their plea with prosecutors for paying $500,000 in bribes to cheat the college admissions process. Appearing before senators on Capitol Hill, Postmaster Louis DeJoy said he was unaware of recent mail operation changes until they sparked public uproar, but said that things are going to go just about normal for the upcoming election.
We deliver 433 million pieces of mail a day. So 150 million ballots, 160 million ballots over a course of a week is, a very, very small amount.
DeJoy did say that the blue curbside collection boxes and sorting equipment that have already been removed and are inventory, he says, that are not currently needed. News and analysis at townhall.com.
It involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market, have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the words money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the words money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the words money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The South China Sea continues to be the center of another dispute.
The Philippine government has filed a diplomatic protest after Chinese forces seized fishing gear set up by Filipinos in a disputed shoal. It's the latest territorial spat in the South China Sea. There are also objections to China continuing to issue radio challenges to Philippine aircraft patrolling over the disputed waters. Rich Thomason reporting.
A weekend hurricane, Genevieve, buffeted the southern end of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula with heavy rain and strong winds Wednesday, making what was expected to be a close pass by the tourist region without making landfall. Genevieve had been a powerful Category 4 hurricane as of Tuesday, lost power Wednesday, and was down to a Category 1 storm. News and analysis at townhall.com. Politics and business. Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company's controversial dress code policy was addressed after it was leaked to the public.
After this past week's controversy involving President Trump's criticism of Goodyear for bias against him, company CEO Rich Kramer writes to Goodyear customers saying that employees may wear attire supporting law enforcement, but the company will hold to a longstanding policy which restricts support for political campaigns and, quote, forms of advocacy that fall outside the scope of racial justice and equality issues, unquote. Public release of a company list of acceptable and unacceptable attire at a Topeka, Kansas facility sparked the controversy. It effectively claimed a double standard which prohibited attire associated with Trump MAGA and Blue Lives Matter while permitting other, presumably more politically correct, messaging. George Banzani reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Speech. So, he isn't dead, which is good news. I mean, he's not dead. He gave a speech. The speech was, I think, for his performance, pretty good. He talked a lot about sweetness and light. There was a lot of sweetness and light in his speech. And that really amounted to him making a lot of promises. So his whole shtick is Donald Trump is a mean, bad orange man who's mean and bad and orange. Well, I am Captain Empathy. And as Captain Empathy, I'm going to end all the darkness in the country by my very presence. Now, this was a better pitch when Barack Obama was making it in 2008, because Barack Obama was basically saying things are rough right now. But I, in my very personage, I mean, look at me. I'm a black man living in the United States. I've risen to this level. I know the promise of America and I can help heal the racial divide. Joe Biden is coming along and saying he's going to do the same thing based on being a nearly 80-year-old white man who spent a long career making deals with segregationists, as Kamala Harris pointed out. And now he is the light bringer. He is going to heal all wounds. He actually suggested that he was going to protect us from every available problem in the United States. It really was an amazing show. And he said over and over again that all the things that Donald Trump had failed at, he was going to succeed at. And not only that, he was going to bring heart to the game. It was all about heart and empathy. Now, first of all, anybody who thinks that governance is about empathy doesn't understand how governance works. I've always been absolutely bewildered by the notion that you should be asking empathy of your politicians. Why exactly is empathy the key factor as opposed to, you know, competence? But Joe Biden, his whole shtick was writing checks with his mouth that his body simply could not cash. That's what was happening last night. But just recognize that that speech last night, that was a cloaking device for what the actual Democratic program is. And Joe Biden doesn't really mean any of that, or if he does, he's certainly not going to be able to implement it. More on that in a moment. But first, let's talk about the fact you are consuming an awful lot of media these days, and that means that you need a great pair of wireless earbuds. You can't be walking around with the ones that have the stems or the ones that have the big wire attached to them and it gets tangled up every time you put it in your pocket. Instead, you really need Raycons. Raycons are great. They start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. They sound just as amazing as other top audio brands you know. Their newest model, the Everyday E25s, those are the best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, more compact design that gives you that nice noise-isolating fit. Raycons wireless earbuds are so comfortable, they are perfect for conference calls, video chats, or binging podcasts. Unlike some of those other wireless options, Raycons are stylish and discreet, no dangling wires, no stems. Get 15% off your order today at buyraycon.com/Ben. That is buyraycon.com/Ben for 15% off your Raycon wireless earbuds. That's buyraycon.com/Ben. One of the reasons I love my Raycons, they're not one size fits all. They come with this little metal card. It's got a bunch of pieces on the end of it, and you can actually custom fit your Raycons to your ears so they never fall out when you don't want them to. Go check them out at buyraycon.com/Ben for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Ben for a great pair of wireless earbuds. Carry on the point, Joe Biden also said that he hears the voices of the protesters. Again, rioters and looters don't exist in Democrat world. So here was Joe Biden saying he hears the voices of the protesters last night.
One of the most powerful voices we hear in the country today is from our young people. They're speaking to the inequity and injustice that has grown up in America. Economic injustice, racial injustice, environmental injustice. I hear their voices. If you listen, you can hear them too.
He hears voices. Okay, well, he's hearing the voices of the protesters. But again, no solution. The idea is just by electing him, magically things are fixed. And this is the Democratic platform. Barack Obama did it the other night. Barack Obama said that the Constitution's only value is democracy. Right? There are no other values. Natural rights don't exist. Limited government doesn't exist. Equal rights before law. Those things don't exist. The only value is democracy. Pure majoritarian democracy. It's the only thing that matters. And he said that the protesters in the streets should understand that if you elect us, then the system will have worked and you can stop protesting. But if the other side wins, the system didn't work and you should go out and you should protest. This is how Democrats think about government, unfortunately. That the protesters are playing an inside-outside game with government. If you elect Democrats, then Democrats will do the work of the protesters. If you don't elect Democrats, then you need to be out in the streets shouting about things. And then Joe Biden, again, using this sort of subtle contrast, this subtle assumed contrast between the glories of the Obama years and the horrors of the Trump years, Joe Biden suggested that they won't turn a blind eye to bounties on American soldiers. There is this very dicey story suggesting that the Trump administration knew full well that the Russians were paying bounties to soldiers in Syria to kill in Afghanistan to kill Americans, and that Trump turned a blind eye to it. The Obama administration literally sent $150 billion to the Iranian government, fully acknowledging that the Iranian government would then use the money to fund terrorism, including against American troops. So you got to take all this crap with a grain of salt.
So I take very personally and the profound responsibility of serving as commander-in-chief. I'll be a president who will stand with our allies and friends and make it clear to our adversaries the days of cozying up to dictators is over.
Is that
under President Biden, America will not turn a blind eye to Russian bounties on the heads of American soldiers.
No, they'll just turn a blind eye to Russia completely taking over Syria and Crimea and Iran funding terrorism against American troops. They'll turn a blind eye to that. Okay, then Joe Biden concluded with his main message, which again was light over dark. I am the forces of light. Donald Trump is the forces of darkness. Here was Joe Biden concluding last night.
Let us begin, you and I together, one nation, under God, uniting our love for America, uniting in our love for each other. For love is more powerful than hate. Hope is more powerful than fear. And light is more powerful than dark. This is our moment. This is our mission. May history be able to say that the end of this chapter of American darkness began here tonight as love and hope and light join in the battle for the soul of the nation.
This is woo-woo kind of stuff, right? It's Marianne Williamson kind of stuff, but it is more effective than Biden has been historically. Then he rushed outdoors and they did this little fireworks show. So it was actually kind of a nice American optic, right? Having a nominee rush outdoors and they have this nice little fireworks show outside the hall where this is happening. My favorite part was not the fireworks show. My favorite part was the members of the media rushing outside for it. There's some footage of members of the media being told that it was time to go outside for it. And the reporters just like take off like sheep. It's like a sheepdog was herding them outside. It's really funny. If you can't see it, they're literally like sprinting outside to see fireworks. Ooh, it's Joe Biden. They're not the photographers, guys. These are not the photographers. The photographers are already outside. None of these people have cameras. This is just the reporters who are like trying to, oh my God, we got to see Joe Biden stand so we can write prose that we obviously could have written like 5 seconds later just by watching the video. And, but it was a pretty sight, you know, good for them. The media were gaga over this, of course. Chris Wallace said that the Biden speech blew a big hole in Trump's narrative. Why? Because Biden was alive. Again, the bar was very low. Biden was not a corpse. He was an alive human. And thus, he blew a big hole in Trump's narrative. The problem, of course, is that Biden has to maintain this. So all it takes is Joe Biden collapsing into a van once, and all of this goes away. Right? Joe Biden has to be alive every time from here to the election. It is not enough for him to just be alive one time at a speech reading off a teleprompter. Here's Chris Wallace talking up Joe Biden's performance.
I thought it was an enormously effective speech. Remember, Donald Trump has been talking for months about Joe Biden as mentally shot, a captive of the left. And yes, Biden was reading from a teleprompter and a prepared speech, but I thought that he blew a hole, a big hole in that characterization.
Okay, I mean, I think that, again, the performance was much better than Biden has been. It's early, and I'm old enough to remember when people really talked up Hillary's 2016 convention speech. Jake Tapper said that this was the best speech of Joe Biden's career, which honestly is like saying that this is the best Cardi B song. It's not saying a lot. There are not a lot of good Joe Biden speeches across the course of his career. Here was Jake Tapper.
Well, I've heard Joe Biden give I don't know, dozens, hundreds of speeches over the years. I have to say this was one of the best, if not the best, performance I've ever seen. Also kind of underlining a mistake, a tactical mistake by the Trump campaign to set expectations so low, suggesting that Joe Biden was not capable of giving a speech like this, meant that he would naturally exceed expectations.
I mean, I think that's true. I think that setting the expectations low is part of the problem. However, in a debate, things could change fairly radically, because it's not just that Joe Biden has to be able to read, it's that Joe Biden has to be able to move on his feet, and that one may be a little bit of a tougher sell. So what does this leave the Republicans with? Well, it leaves the RNC with a task, a dual task. One is refocus the American people on the actual things that are happening in the United States. The entire DNC was a distraction from everything happening in the United States other than COVID. And the reason that they keep focusing in on COVID is because they have made COVID into a miasmatic danger that is out there ready to pounce on you at a moment's notice. Depending on where you are in the country, that is simply untrue. The fact is we're on a significant downslope in Florida, a significant downslope in Georgia, a significant downslope in Arizona. If you're in California, you're still a little bit unsafe, but the fact is the hospitals are not even close to overwhelmed in the state of California. There is no curve in New Jersey. There is no curve in New York. There is no curve in Connecticut. Okay, so the fact is that those states are seeing zero deaths and close to zero cases, and yet they're still locked down. It is up to Trump to say there are political actors out there right now who are keeping your economy and your schools locked down, and then proclaiming that they are handling the virus. And that is not the way that we can handle this. One of the more striking aspects of Biden's speech is at one point in Biden's speech, he actually said there's no miracle that is coming to heal COVID. And Joe Biden said that in the middle of the speech.
The tragedy of where we are today is it didn't have to be this bad. Just look around. It's not this bad in Canada or Europe or Japan or almost anywhere else in the world. And the president keeps telling us the virus is going to disappear. He keeps waiting for a miracle. Well, I have news for him. No miracle is coming.
There's so much conflicting here. So much. First of all, the United States is not ranked number one in deaths per million. In fact, we're not even close to the top of the list in terms of deaths per million in the United States. When he says Canada doesn't have this. No, Canada does. It's just all in Quebec. Quebec actually has a deaths per million rate that's closer to New York than to the rest of the United States. If you're looking at deaths per million population across the world, we are still surpassed by Belgium, Peru, Andorra, Spain, UK, Italy, Sweden, and Chile. And Brazil is right on our heels. And so is France, by the way. So is Mexico. So is Panama. By the time this is all said and done, I don't think that the United States is going to be really close to the top of this list. But Joe Biden is saying that. It's not true. More on that in just a second. But first, let's talk about your energy level. So has it been lagging lately? I know. It's kind of a depressing time. But I'll tell you what you need. You need something all natural that's going to increase your energy level, lower your blood pressure. I'm talking, of course, about Super Beets. Super Beets Soft Chews. They combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beets Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the caffeine or the stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, and get the blood pressure support you need and the energy that you want. I've been having my staff take Super Beets Chews. They've been enjoying them, and they seem more energetic to me. So do what I did. Support heart health with delicious Super Beets Chews. Get your Super Beets today at GetSuperBeets.com/Ben. When you buy two bags, they throw in the third for free. That is GetSuperBeets.com/Ben. 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 Go check them out right now. Buy two bags, get the third for free. The main thing that he says there, though, which is that there's no miracle on the way. Okay, if there's no miracle on the way, then you actually have to learn to live with the virus. But you guys don't want to learn to live with the virus. You just want to lock everything down interminably. It's going to be up to Trump to make that case and people to make that case that Democratic governors have kept this stuff locked. They mishandled it. They botched it like Cuomo did. And then they kept the thing locked down. They're going to have to make the case also that Joe Biden is a Trojan horse for the Kamala Harris left. And they're going to have to make the affirmative case that Donald Trump is likely to handle things like the rioting and the looting better than Democrats who continue to pat that stuff on the head. And then there's the part of the case that Donald Trump is simply going to have to get himself under control. If Donald Trump wishes to remain president of the United States, he is going to need to shut up. He is. He's going to need to stay on teleprompter. The expectations for Donald Trump are just as low as the expectations Republicans set for Joe Biden. The expectations that Republicans set for Biden were very simple. Is he alive? Joe Biden last night showed that he was alive and thus surpassed expectations. Now, tomorrow he could keel over, but last night that was what it was. The expectation that Democrats have set for Trump is that Donald Trump will never, ever stop being tumultuous and volatile and saying ugly things on Twitter and tweeting out craziness. But if the entire Democratic pitch is orange man bad, then it would really deprive them of a case for orange man to be less bad, would it not? And I don't even mean in terms of policy. So the RNC's task next week is going to be to say, Joe Biden may be empathetic, but he ain't going to solve any of your problems. Here are all the problems in the United States. And also, stay off the damned Twitter. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to be talking with Elaine Parker of Job Creators Network. You've heard me read their ads. She's going to tell you about their Get Out the Vote effort. You need to get involved. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
When I grow up, I want to be a teacher because they know a lot of awesome stuff. I'll stand in front of the class and make sure everyone knows what I know.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a serious defect of the immune system. Early testing gives children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a teacher, my favorite subject will be recess.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. Visit info4pi.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Elaine Parker. She's Chief Communications Officer of Job Creators Network, which, full disclosure, is a sponsor of this program. That organization was founded by entrepreneurs like Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus. They believe that government policies are getting in the way of economic freedom that help make the country prosperous. Job Creators Network is now launching a huge voter turnout campaign. Elaine, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
So why don't you talk a little bit about what Job Creators Network does and what they are doing in the lead up to the election?
Sure. We're a national small business advocacy organization. And as you said, we're founded by Bernie Marcus. He's the co-founder of the Home Depot. And what we do is advocate on behalf of small businesses for lower taxes and less regulations and pro-growth policies like we've seen for the last 4 years. And we are launching the largest conservative get out the vote effort ever. We're enlisting top conservative radio talk show hosts like yourself and Limbaugh, Hannity, Hewitt, Prager, Gallagher, just to name a few. And we're going to activate the 61 million conservative fans to pledge to get 10 people to the polls for the 2020 election. So pledging 10 people to the, get to 10 people to the polls for the 2020 election. And these are conservative Americans who care about free enterprise and their freedoms, their way of life, because then the American dream is on the ballot.
So, Elaine, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, when we talk about the contrast between Republicans and Democrats or conservatives and people who are not conservative, you know, very often it gets obscured exactly what is being contrasted because there's so much spending, so much big government. But there are very real differences that are on the ballot. What do you see as some of the main differences on the ballot this year?
You know, the main differences is how people view the prosperity that we've been enjoying for the last 3 years and how skewed it is in the media. I mean, there's a concerted effort by the media to basically tell people that they haven't been doing well, that the tax cuts haven't worked, that the tax cuts went to the top rich people, when in fact we know that the average family of four was able to keep $3,000 to $4,000 more per year as a result of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And we know that we've experienced the lowest unemployment rate that we've seen in decades for every single demographic across the board. That's the kind of opportunity and prosperity that makes America America. And so for people who believe in that kind of freedom and our free enterprise system, which is why Bernie Marcus founded the Job Creators Network to defend our free market system and the opportunities that it affords all Americans, that's why we need to get conservatives out there to fight to keep America America and bring 10 people with them to the polls, and they can get all of the up-to-date information from the 10 for 20 website. And if you've got grandma and grandpa in the poll in a nursing home or an assisted living facility, you can help them get their absentee ballot. All of the up-to-date information is on the website, and they'll get a email telling them all about it.
We're speaking with Elaine Parker. She's Chief Communications Officer at the Job Creators Network. So, Elaine, maybe you can talk about what exactly conservatives are up against. So the Democrats are obviously pushing voter turnout extraordinarily hard. They're out of government groups, out of Democratic Party groups that have dedicated enormous amounts of time and effort toward voter turnout. What exactly are the obstacles conservatives face when it comes to voter turnout from the other side?
You know, the obstacles that conservative voters are facing is we just need to understand that, you know, we've had 3 years, almost 4 years of just relentless attacks on this administration, on the policies, and even on conservatives themselves. And, you know, what we continue to hear is, you know, hey, we don't want to just give money to the effort on this to protect America. We want to do something. We want to make a difference in this election. And the 10 for 20 campaign will absolutely make a difference. I mean, when you think about how many eligible voters in 2016 voted, there's 232 million eligible voters. Only 132 million came out to vote. And because of COVID and because of all of the relentless attacks and even some of the protests and the riots going on in the streets of many of our main cities, turnout may be even lower this election. And what we know is that elections are won by thousands in the Electoral College, not millions. So we can make a difference if we can activate our conservative base and get them to activate 10 people and 10 people and so on and so on. If you think about it, we're using the power of compound growth, which, as Albert Einstein said, is the eighth wonder of the world.
This being Elaine Parker, she's Chief Communications Officer of the Job Creators Network, which has launched the largest ever conservative voter turnout campaign. So how do you hope to take advantage of perhaps the increased focus on mail-in voting? A lot of people obviously afraid of COVID these days. What does the program do from Job Creators Network to help reach out to people who are planning to vote by mail?
So when you go take the pledge, you're going to receive an email with all of the information that you about voting, about your state, your district, when you can request your absentee ballots, when you can go for early voting, where you need to go to vote, how to vote. It even has information if you want to register to vote. And you can share that information with your 10 friends and get them to share that information with their 10 friends. And really what this campaign is going to do is leverage the enthusiasm gap between both camps, because given how close the last election was, this 10 for 20 campaign can make the difference in November and keep America America.
We've been joined by Elaine Parker, Chief Communications Officer of the Job Creators Network. Elaine, thanks so much for your time and good luck with the campaign. Obviously, we are supporters of the campaign, your advertisers on the Ben Shapiro Show. We really appreciate the time, and everybody should go check out 10 for 20 right now online, 10 for 20. Again, that's 10, and then you write out the actual word for 20.com. Elaine, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, coming up, we're going to be taking your phone calls at 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Dr. Farrell in Palisades is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Our number is 855-236-3228. That's 855-236-3228. Emily in Iowa, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Emily.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call. So I had a question about having to do with the gender discrimination within the sciences. So I have a PhD in physics, and I agree with you that it is very demoralizing to be told that you're only getting a job because you're a woman. However, I have, within my experiences of being in different research labs, have experienced discrimination because of being a woman. In particular, I've been told multiple times that my career needs to take precedence over my family. And if I pull back on my career because of that, then I am letting all women in physics down. And even worse, in one particular lab, I was abused by my supervisors, and the university hid this when I went to report it. So I have found myself neglected by the more liberal members who have claimed to be advancing women in science. And then I also don't find a conservative voice where we talk about that there's not gender-based discrimination in science. So I'd be curious on what you think a conservative solution to this looks like.
So what I'm hearing is a couple of different experiences. So I want to go through them with you a little bit. So the second one, you say that you were abused by a supervisor. That obviously is against the law. I mean, presumably, if the process is bad, then you file a lawsuit, right? I mean, that's if there's an actual incident of abuse, I'm not sure that anybody right, left, or center is in favor of that. If they are, then they're a bad person, I think, by nature. As far as the accusation by some members of the left that women have an obligation to not be in the home as much if they are working because they are somehow putting the cause of women back or something, it seems to me that women should be able to make whatever choices they want. You know, I've always maintained this to be the case. My wife is a doctor. She has been taking off time since the birth of our last child, and she's only going to work per diem even when she does go back. So that is her choice. I mean, that is a choice that she wants to make. It is important to her to be home a lot with the kids. And it's a choice that, frankly, I not only agree with, but I accept. If she had wanted to work full time, we would have made provision for that. My mom did work full time when I was growing up, and my dad was actually at home more. So it seems to me that trying to curtail a woman's freedom to choose what kind of lifestyle she wants based on some supposed loyalty that she owes to all women to work full time and not have kids is quite bizarre. And generally, when people talk about discrimination against women in the sciences, what they're doing is they take a raw data point that there are fewer women in the sciences than there are members of the female population, and then they immediately suggest that this is due to discrimination. That's what I usually spend time debunking because it's such an obvious lie. Women tend not to want to go into the hard sciences nearly as much as men do. On sort of objective scores, while women and men tend to score quite nearly the same in terms of average, on the outer ends of the bell curve, they don't tend to score the same nearly at all. Men tend to score very heavily on the end of the bell curve and not all that much. It's a much shallower curve, in other words, for men than for women in math and science tests, as far as I'm aware. None of that is to suggest that women who do perform highly should be discriminated against. And, of course, I would hazard to say that most scientific labs do a fair amount of affirmative action in which they attempt to actually reach out to women and offer them opportunities that may not be available to equally qualified men, Emily.
No, I completely agree that I've seen this level of affirmative action. I'm more bringing out that there's an insidious underbelly that's going on. I can't speak for sciences outside of physics because that's my field going on where, because I'm not the only woman who's experienced some sort of harassment within her supervisor. And in the case, we have been threatened that if we report it, that we're not advancing women. So I guess I'm partially asking the question and partially trying to bring light that this is something that is actually happening.
No, I mean,
quite a bit.
That obviously is terrible, and that should stop happening forthwith. And it is, again, pretty incredible. There's nothing new to this. I mean, in the sort of third wave feminist movement, there was an actual push by many third wave feminists to say to women that they were actively undermining the cause of women by getting married and having children, that this was them giving up their full humanity by doing what has come rather naturally to women for, you know, all of human history and all of, as it turns out, mammalian history. Females of the species tend to have children. I can't find a way around that. I'm not sure anybody else can either, to be quite honest with you. But the fact that the feminist movement has decided that it is actually not a full aspect of womanhood to do what is the most natural womanly thing that has ever been available on planet Earth, namely having children, is pretty incredible. I mean, that is fairly exclusive to women, last I checked.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, there's these new theories going around.
No, that's true. That's true. Men have babies, too. Men have babies, too. I'm sorry. You're an individual with a cervix. So it is unique to individuals with the cervix. We'll put it that way. Emily, really appreciate the call, and good luck at work. Emily W. in Iowa, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Emily W.
My question is about Dr. Fauci and his stance on the vaccine and how he's pushing for mandatory vaccines. And I just wonder, how come every time before he speaks at the podium that he doesn't have to disclose his conflict of interest with the NIAID or Moderna or any of those other companies that he may have special interest or ties with when speaking about these vaccines?
Okay, so let me give you the lowdown on exactly what his supposed financial interest is, and then we can examine why people are not covering it, mainly because it doesn't really exist. Okay, so when it comes to there were theories that he had a stake in Remdesivir. That's not true. There was a claim that Fauci and Bill Gates were co-investors in an unnamed vaccine. That was not true. There is one vaccine that is being produced by Moderna as part of Operation Warp Speed. That particular vaccine, the federal government and the scientists who work for the NIH have intellectual property in. There was an analysis by Axios that found that the National Institutes of Health may own intellectual property that would be involved in the production of the Moderna vaccine. But it is also true that Dr. Fauci is not actually an owner on the intellectual property in the papers. There's a paper that is being used as the basis for some of the Moderna vaccine. There are four scientists named on it, a person named Kizbekia Corbett, one named Ningxuan Wang, one named Jason McClellan, one named Barney Graham. They might receive royalties from the vaccine, but federal law does prevent their compensation from exceeding $150,000 a year, so it can't go beyond that. There's no support to the idea that Fauci is going to earn any money from that. So I think there are plenty of reasons to think that Fauci is not doing the world's most wonderful job. I think that Dr. Fauci is constantly doing single-factor analysis. I think his single-factor analysis is truly lacking in nuance in a variety of ways. I think that he is, I would say, cautious to the point of the ridiculous when it comes to how people ought to treat COVID. He is constantly putting out language where he says things like, yes, it's mostly killing older people, but young people can die of this too. And it's like, well, I'm going to need some stats on that, Dr. Fauci. I think that him posing for InStyle magazine is not a good look. He's a public servant. He's not a publicity figure. But I think all of those are fair critiques of Dr. Fauci. But the critique that he's doing this for, at least unless he's getting paid, you know, for other appearances, the idea that he's invested in the vaccine and that's why he's pushing the vaccine, that I see no support for in the factual record.
Okay, what do you think about Bill Gates' position on these vaccines and how much money he earns pushing some of these in, let's say, Africa and India, where they've had an unprecedented amount of injury vaccines that he's been pushing in those countries?
So the evidence on the damage from the vaccines in Africa is actually relatively scanty from what I can see. And as far as the idea that Bill Gates, who is maybe the wealthiest person on Earth, if not, that his chief goal here when it comes to vaccinations is the cash, I find to be rather implausible. Again, to criticize Bill Gates, I think the idea that he is profiting off of vaccines and that's why he's pushing vaccines, again, I see no evidence to support that at all. Emily, really appreciate the call. Sebastian in Chicago, you're on Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Sebastian.
Oh, hi Ben. I'm a huge fan. I'm conservative from Chicago. I just have a question that I think everybody should have an answer. And it's, how should I do my research? Because you constantly hear people telling other people to do their research. And I never got the answer to how do I do my own research.
So what I've always recommended to everybody is look at a wide variety of sources. So a conservative broadcaster in the medium who suggests that you also should listen to things like Pod Save America, my show. I think that you should listen to a wide make up your own mind. And what that means is actively seeking out alternative sources of information. You should read the Daily Wire. You should read Commentary Magazine. You should read The Nation. You should read as many of those things in your own mind on pod. I'm perfectly willing to have positions before making a decision. What is shocking to me is how few people seem to be confident in that sort of open debate and instead suggest that people need to be deplatformed because their perspective is simply so out of bounds. Now, that doesn't mean that every perspective is equally worthy of your attention. I do think that they're bizarre, off-putting, and or ugly that the window doesn't exist. I am saying that there are men in the Overton window that are at least worthy of a look, and you should look at as many of them as possible before you make up your mind on an issue.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's just a question that I've had on my mind for the longest time, and I've asked multiple people that I, you know, that I looked up to, and they didn't give me an answer.
So I appreciate it, Sebastian. Before the call ending, we'll get to more of your calls in just 1 second. First, you've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN while I'm home. Well, now it's actually even more important to choose a VPN that you trust because social media companies are grabbing your information, hackers are grabbing. I like to do research on my sponsors. I recommend brands that I believe in, VPN myself. And ExpressVPN has protected me. For my money, it is the best VPN on the market. Here's why. ExpressVPN doesn't log your data. There are lots of really cheap or free VPNs that make money by selling your data to ad companies. ExpressVPN has a technology called Trusted Server that makes it impossible, literally impossible, for their servers to log any of your info. A lot of VPNs will slow you down. ExpressVPN will not. You can still stream HD quality videos with zero lag. Also, ExpressVPN is really easy to install. It is really easy to use. Your grandparents can set it up, and then you can activate it with one click. I'm not the only person saying this. Wired, CNET, The Verge, many other tech journals rate ExpressVPN the number one VPN in the world. So go protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Ben today. Get an extra 3 months for free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Again, expressvpn.com/Ben. Go check it out right now, expressvpn.com/Ben. Charles in Texas, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Charles.
Yes, sir. This has a little bit to do with the DNC videos last night, you know, that movie they put on. Right at the end of it, they did a little blooper, I guess is what you'd call it. When they were showing the fireworks, they accidentally turned the camera on a woman in a yellow dress with Howard University plaque on her desk, and she had a white dope pipe and hit it. But it was only there for a few seconds. And I was wondering if anybody else had seen that or what.
Okay, so I will tell you, I did not see it, but maybe you were eagle-eyed, Charles. I haven't actually seen that. I'll have to check that out. We'll check whether that is right or not. I have a feeling that it would have been made a lot of hay of if that were correct. I mean, it's not as though people on the right were not watching the show. So,
I don't think many people watched it, but right.
Well, that's fair. I mean, that's fair. It's possible. I mean, honestly, that is quite possible. It's possible that nobody actually saw anything because nobody was actually watching the thing. The ratings really do suck. So, that is indeed a possibility. Appreciate the call. Christopher in Maryland, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Christopher.
Hi, Ben. I just had a question, you know, with us having two candidates who are, you know, fairly unpopular to the other side, and there's a third candidate, Joe Jorgensen. I was wondering if you guys had any plans on getting her onto the show.
I'd be happy to have Joe Jorgensen on. And you know, we'll probably reach out to her and ask her to come on, because why the hell not? I mean, the fact that the Libertarian Party has been such a wild unsuccess in a period where both major parties are pretty significantly unpopular is crazy. I mean, the Libertarian Party is poorly run from the top, but I'd be happy to have Jorgensen on and talk with her about her principles and why she thinks that the Libertarian Party hasn't done better, why the Libertarian Party needs to do better and how it can do better. Really appreciate the call. We'll take more of your calls coming up at 855-236-3228. That's 855-236-3228. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-09. For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Annuities in simple to understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Taking your calls at 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. Brina in Arizona, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Brina.
Hi, Ben. I wanted to ask you, if the presidential debates happen, what are some of the things that you want to see Trump bring up against Biden?
So I think there are a few things that he will have to bring up. One is, he's going to have to say to Joe Biden, listen, you know, you are not what you once were. Enjoyed your speech, but you're not what you once were. And, you know, I do not know why you would appoint, if you are a moderate, a wild radical like Kamala Harris to succeed you. You have said you're a transitional figure. So please explain to the audience. You say that you're going to unify the country. You're going to bring us all together. And then you happen to appoint as your successor and heir apparent a person who has pledged Medicare for all, who has pledged Green New Deal, a person who is involved in virtually every wild left cause you can possibly imagine. So explain your moderation when that's the person you selected. I would like to hear the president ask him about Hunter Biden. I think he will. I think you're going to hear the president ask him whether he condemns Antifa and the rioters and the looters. And I think the president will do that. So I think there's some material for Trump to play with here. I think he can also say to Biden, listen, you've pledged that you're going to solve every problem that Americans have ever had. You've been in Washington for 5 decades. And honestly, you didn't do much. So why exactly should Americans trust you to bring about the sort of change that you're talking about? Also, why is it that you've been saying and your party's been saying that Russia wants me to be president? Same intelligence agencies are now saying that China and Iran want you to be president. Why? Why? Like, explain. So, I mean, these are all things that I think Trump can and will bring up. What Trump has to avoid is looking peeved, because him looking peeved against Hillary Clinton is one thing. People didn't like Hillary Clinton. The big disadvantage he's at against Joe Biden is that Joe Biden is just more well-liked than Donald Trump on a personal level by people. He seems more genial, and that hurts Trump. But the fact is that all it really takes to throw Joe Biden off his game is one question about Hunter. So I'd lead off with the Hunter question. Watch Joe Biden start to sort of fut his way through the answer and then say, you know, Joe, are you okay over there? Like, it would be pretty telling. I mean, Joe Biden, he got through a teleprompter speech. He has yet to get through a long-form interview for more than about 15 minutes without a serious flub. So I think the debates could be very, very interesting. And now they're more vital than ever for President Trump, for sure. Really appreciate the call, Brina. Joshua in Rochester, New York, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Joshua.
Hello, Mr. Shapiro. Thank you so much for taking my call. First, just a quick thank you. I find that I tend to automatically lean more liberal in my thinking, and so I'm glad to have your show so I can hear the strong version of conservative points of view on things to help balance that out.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, thanks for listening. I always like when people who disagree listen. It's what makes the show fun.
So my question is about the upcoming presidential election. I just turned 18, and this is not the best year to have my first vote. Biden and Harris will provide no bulwark against the really dangerous radical leftist agendas that we're already seeing brought out with a great amount of power behind them. But though voting for Trump may protect us from the left, Trump is so divisive and so controversial and just the opposite of a unifying leader that I worry about what the state of our country might be after another 4 years of a Trump presidency, especially given what's been going on in the last few months. I discovered that because of this dilemma, Brett Weinstein started what he calls the Unity 2020 campaign to draft two candidates, one from the moderate left and one from the moderate right, who will run as an independent ticket and provide an alternative for the, by polling about two-thirds of Americans that are unhappy with both Trump and Biden. And I haven't heard you speak about this. I'm sorry if I missed that, but I'm curious what your thoughts are.
It's a really fun idea.
So-called unity
point. Yeah, I mean, it's a really, really fun idea. And the idea of having people running together on a ticket who may have differing points of view, I think would be really interesting and could cause some really creative sort of notions to take center stage. I know Brett. I think he's a really interesting guy. Brett is of the political left. The people he has talked about as sort of, you know, pick from among these are Dan Crenshaw, Tulsi Gabbard, William McRaven, the Admiral, Governor Jesse Ventura, Jekyll Willink, and Andrew Yang. And then he basically says, pick two of these and this will be our unity ticket. I think it's a fun idea. I don't think it's going anywhere, except, frankly, I don't think that most of those people are interested in running. Right? Tulsi Gabbard might be interested in something like that. Maybe Jesse Ventura might be interested. McRaven has demonstrated no interest whatsoever. Andrew Yang just appeared at the DNC. Jocko has a pretty good gig. I don't think that he's interested in something like that. And Crenshaw is a down-the-line Republican who has higher aspirations, I would assume, for being governor or senator from Texas and then maybe running for president someday. So, you know, is it a fun idea? Sure. Is it something that's actually going to happen in reality? Probably not. So it will remain part of the fun idea realm, I think.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Really appreciate it, Joshua. Frank in Michigan, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Frank.
I just wanted to start with a little story. I grew up in an extremely liberal town with liberal parents. And so that being said, you're kind of raised to believe that Republicans are evil, Fox News is evil, whatever. And it took me until really your show a couple of years ago to, hear an actual conservative perspective on things. So with that being said, my question is, why is it the mainstream media so skewed to the left? And like, what is the catalyst behind that?
So I think the reason that the media are so skewed to the left is because there has been a consolidation of media that's been happening over the course of years, in which there used to be a multiplicity of newspapers, particularly in places like New York. And you saw the New York Daily News actually just shut down its newsroom. As there's been a consolidation of major media, the biggest players have picked up all the pieces, and those players tend to swing to the left in major cities. Major American cities tend to be a lot more left. Most of the media are located in major American cities. They draw from journalism schools, which tend to be to the left. And many of the people who are going into the media these days are people who are not going into business. If you're a conservative and you want to make a living, you tend not to go into journalism. You tend to go into business. You don't go into entertainment. You go into business. If you're on the left, then you like to think of yourself as artsy and creative. And if you're on the left and you're politically motivated, you end up in journalism because you're basically going to be an activist or you're going to be a journalist. And now the left has merged the two. This has been true for the last several decades, that many of the heroes of the left have been the quote-unquote journalists fighting power with truth, right? Going all the way back to Woodward and Bernstein. The idea of being a crusading liberal journalist who uncovers corruption inside the government, usually perceived as right-wing, that's been a hallmark of journalism for a long time. Now it's getting even worse. Now they don't even pretend objectivity. They've just decided that subjectivity is a crucial part of journalism itself. I think that the major media are skewed to the left, but overall, you know, listen, there are a lot of major outlets. I mean, Daily Wire is a major outlet. We have a lot of employees. We're not the New York Times, but we have a lot of subscribers, and we have huge traffic. There are a lot of other sites like that. So I'm hoping that the fragmentation of media opens up some avenues. It is disturbing, and it is a self-selected elite who simply will not hire people from the right. Like, you are not getting a job at the New York Times these days if you are anywhere to the right of Karl Marx. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm a huge follower of you, and I actually ended up having, like, I think it's such a problem because I ended up having a lot of conservative values, and I definitely lean towards the right now that I've actually started to, you know, listen to more conservative media through you, through YouTube, whatever.
I really appreciate it.
It just strikes me as insane.
Yeah, it is crazy, Frank, and I really appreciate the call. It makes a huge, huge difference on every single issue. And I've seen so many headlines over the last day alone that absolutely skew the news to the benefit of the left. It's pretty wild. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. At least six people are dead as massive wildfires in Northern California blacken skies, forcing tens of thousands of people in homes out of their homes and businesses.
There's a lot going on, the coronavirus and the heat wave and then the power outages and now the fire. So, but we're tough people.
Three major collections of fires, dozens in all, carved their way through the forests and canyons of an area in the San Francisco Bay Area. And while some evacuations were lifted in the Vacaville area between the city and Sacramento, other areas expanded their evacuation areas. Meanwhile, Attorney General William Barr says he vehemently is opposed to any attempt to pardon former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden. The Attorney General's comments in an interview with the Associated Press come days after President Trump said that he would look at whether to pardon Snowden. He was charged under the Espionage Act in 2013 with disclosing details of highly classified government surveillance programs. Barr called Snowden a traitor. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy was on the hot seat Friday, appearing before a Senate committee, telling lawmakers election mail would be prioritized for delivery just as it's been done in years past.
We deliver 433 million pieces of mail a day. So 150 million ballots, 160 million ballots over a course of a week is, a very, very small amount.
Michigan's appeals court says Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's emergency declarations and orders to curb the coronavirus clearly fall in the scope, or within the scope, that is, of her legal powers. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A leading U.S. senator is applauding this week's guilty plea from a former FBI attorney who admitted to altering documents used to obtain a FISA warrant to spy on the Trump administration.
The wheels of justice are turning. That comment from Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Lindsey Graham, responding to a guilty plea from former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith. Kleinsmith admits he inserted false information into a document used by the FBI to obtain a fourth FISA warrant against former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Senator Graham says it's imperative to restore trust to a broken system. Following Kleinsmith's conviction this week, Graham said, more to come. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former President George W. Bush got on the small stump Friday to make his first public endorsement of the 2020 election. The 45th president said he's backing Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, a welcome boost for the centrist, who is being heavily campaigned against. News and analysis at townhall.com. A celebrity couple caught cheating to get their kids into college now face some hard time.
Fashion designer Massimo Giannulli has been sentenced to 5 months in prison. Giannulli and his wife, Lori Loughlin, the actress who played Aunt Becky on Full House, pleaded guilty in May to paying $500,000 in bribes to get his two daughters into the University of Southern California as rowing recruits. They were arrested last year in the case dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. Under the deal, Giannulli will pay a $250,000 fine and perform 250 hours of community service. Lachlan's deal calls for her to serve 2 months in prison. U.S. District Judge Nathaniel Gorton scolded the designer for what he described as breathtaking fraud made possible by his wealth and privilege. I'm Jennifer King.
Major League Baseball postponed this weekend's Subway Series between the Mets and Yankees to allow time for more testing and contact tracing after two members of the Mets tested positive. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
It's pretty amazing. We'll get to that in a little bit, but we begin with a recap of the final night of the DNC. Joe Biden, he's alive! So, there's good news for Joe Biden and there's bad news for Joe Biden. The good news is he's alive. The bad news is he will have to remain alive until the election. That latter news is bad news because eventually he's going to have to answer questions. He did read capably from a teleprompter last night, and frankly, I think that the Democrats did kind of what they needed to do at the DNC, which means the Republicans need to do what they need to do at the, I don't think the DNC was a failure. I think that the DNC basically laid out a simple case. Donald Trump is a very, very bad orange man, and Joe Biden is a nice old man who's going to make things all better. That was the case. And they made it with alacrity last night. Right? The fact is that Joe Biden is not as easy to pinpoint as a mean old jerk the way that Hillary Clinton was. Right? That was Trump's immediate and easy response to all character attacks last time was, have you seen the other guy? But when it comes to Joe Biden, he's widely perceived, correctly or incorrectly, as a nice human being. And so it makes it more difficult for Trump to levy that attack. What that means is that Joe Biden basically has to do two things. One, show that Trump is a bad president in terms of policy. And two, say that he's a bad orange man. The first one is harder than the second, because in terms of policy, Joe Biden doesn't have much. And what he showed in the speech last night is that every time he talked policy, he ended up coming up absolutely short. So last night, for example, he was talking about COVID, and he said that Trump didn't protect us from COVID. Right? This was his leadoff, that Trump didn't protect us from COVID.
Our current president has failed in his most basic duty to the nation. He's failed to protect us. He's failed to protect America. And my fellow Americans, that is unforgivable. As president, I'll make you a promise. I'll protect America. I will defend us from every attack, seen and unseen, always, without exception, every time.
Okay, so let me just point out that that's crazy. That's crazy. Okay, any politician who promises they will protect you from everything on earth, he's going to protect you from every attack, seen or unseen. He's going to protect you from cancer, guys. Joe Biden is the vaccine for cancer. It's unbelievable. Okay, but then when it comes to his actual plans, kind of skimpy on those. So here was Joe Biden's plan. Okay, he says he has a plan. Here's his great plan.
After all this time, the president still does not have a plan. Well, I do. If I'm your president, on day one, we'll implement the national strategy I've been laying out since March. We'll develop and deploy rapid tests with results available immediately. We'll make the medical supplies and protective equipment that our country needs, and we'll make them here in America.
Oh, so you mean that you're going to do all the things that Trump already is doing? Great. Great. Okay, so again, Joe Biden is going to have a harder time making the case for his own policies than he does making the case that he is a nice man who is filled with light, apparently. He used the word light in his address last night 11 times. It was hopey, changey, light. We're all in this together, except for you evil Republicans who we're going to crush after the election. But this was Biden's pitch, right? Biden's pitch was Obama circa 2004 and 2008, not Obama circa 2012 or 2020. Here was Joe Biden saying that he was going to work hard for Americans who didn't support him, which I have my doubts.
I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America. But while I'll be a Democratic candidate, I will be an American president. I'll work hard for those who didn't support me, as hard for them as I did for those who did vote for me.
Right, he's going to be Captain Unity. After 50 years of not being Captain Unity, after borking Robert Bork and going after Clarence Thomas and suggesting that Obamacare was a big effing deal and saying that Mitt Romney was going to put y'all back in chains. Don't worry, he's going to unify the country now. In fact, Joe Biden said for more than that, he says he's going to draw on the best of us. He's going to give people light. He is the light bringer, guys. Joe Biden, the old kind of corrupt politician. That guy's a light bringer. Who knew?
Give people light. Those are words for our time. The current president has cloaked American darkness for much too long. Too much anger, too much fear, too much division. Here and now, I give you my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. I'll be an ally of the light, not the darkness.
This is part of my favorite mythology of the Democrats, that everything in America was unbelievably great up until Donald Trump was president. There were no riots in Ferguson or Baltimore. There was no widespread discontent with the economy. There was no massive division over the size and scope of government. None of that happened. Everything was beautiful until Trump took office, and Joe Biden will bring you back to those beautiful, wonderful days. Now, if you're older than 5 years old, you probably remember that isn't true, but I guess that if you wish to believe it, then the wish is master of the fact. Joe Biden also pledged that we're going to wipe the stain of racism from our national characters. That's exciting stuff. So he's, again, this is the Obama pitch 2008. It made more sense when Obama was doing it, considering his personal background. Joe Biden talking about wiping the stain of racism from our national character after being called a racist by his vice presidential candidate. Kind of strange. Also, if you believe for one iota of time, 1 millisecond of time, that the Democrats seriously will ever believe that we have wiped the stain of racism from our national character, they're never going to give up the largest baton they have to wield in politics, which is labeling people racist who are not racist for political purposes. But here was Joe Biden saying, you know what, if you elect me, maybe we'll all stop calling each other racist and it'll all be better.
History has thrust one more urgent task on us. Will we be the generation that finally wipes out the stain of racism from our national character? I believe we're up to it. I believe we're ready.
We weren't ready like 2 minutes ago or a year. But by the way, I love that America is systemically racist and evil and filled with evil, horrible racists. But also, we are totally ready to wipe the stain of racism away. Also, we did that in 2008 when we elected a black president. But also, America was racist against that black president and then reelected him, but is still racist because they didn't elect Hillary Clinton and elected Donald Trump. So it's super racist. But don't worry, we're like one election of an 80-year-old white guy away from removing the stain of racism from our national character. I totally believe he's going to give up that baton. Sure, that arrow will just come right out of the quiver, and suddenly racial reconciliation will be on the menu again. Mm-hmm. Sure. By the way, the same Joe Biden who was saying all of this was poo-pooing the rioters and the looters. He says he hears the voices of the protesters. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, hasn't been a whole lot to smile about these last few months, and even if you are smiling, nobody can see it because you're wearing a mask. But at some point, you're going to be in a situation where your smile is actually worthwhile again, which gives you like a little lag time for you to get those teeth in order. This is why you need Candid. Candid clear aligners. They're comfortable, removable, totally invisible, unlike wire braces. So you can transform that smile without anybody noticing. Plus, your treatment is prescribed, monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. Candid only works with orthodontists, never general dentists like other companies. With some of those other companies, you may never hear from a doctor as you go through treatment, which is ridiculous. With Candid, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created your plan, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. You always know. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then. It costs an average of 50% less than Invisalign. If you're ready to take the first step toward getting your dream smile, you can't wait to show off, go check out CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben right now. That is CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben for that risk-free starter kit and $75 off CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben right now, CandidCO.com/Ben, code Ben. Alrighty, so Joe Biden also suggested last night that he hears the voices of the protesters. And this is the game that Democrats like to play. We hear you, protesters, and if you elect us, we'll do what you want. Also, if we aren't elected, please go out and riot and loot some more. There's always this tacit threat when it comes to Democrats and protesters that if they will just sit down and shut up when we are at the front of the bus, that would be great. Also, if you can go out and protest and make trouble when we're not at the front of the bus, then that would also be great. Here's Joe Biden playing that game.
One of the most powerful voices we hear in the country today is from our young people. They're speaking to the inequity and injustice that has grown up in America. Economic injustice, racial injustice, environmental injustice. I hear their voices. If you listen, you can hear them too.
He's hearing voices, guys. That's not great. But this is the whole shtick, right? The whole shtick is, I hear you, I understand, and then he's going to give you nothing. Then he's going to give you nothing. Or, alternatively, he'll give the radical left everything. Neither one of those options seems particularly great, honestly. He concluded with his light over dark routine. He is light. Donald Trump is dark. This is all just Marianne Williamson stuff. Everybody laughed when Marianne Williamson was doing the cosmic forces of darkness stuff. Joe Biden just cribbed off of it. It's pretty incredible, actually.
Let us begin, you and I together, one nation, under God, united in our love for America, united in our love for each other. For love is more powerful than hate. Hope is more powerful than fear. And light is more powerful than dark. This is our moment. This is our mission. May history be able to say that the end of this chapter of American darkness began here tonight as love and hope and light join in the battle for the soul of the nation.
Okay, so, Marianne Williamson woo-woo stuff from Joe Biden. We'll see if this meets with any level of reality. He's not going to be able to fulfill any of these promises. It is the job of the RNC to now point that out, to bring that to the light of day, that all the promises Joe Biden is making are unfulfillable. And last night was a victory for Joe Biden because Joe Biden, again, appeared to be lively. He appeared to be with it. He was still doing the mush-mouth thing a little bit, but, you know, that's sort of endemic to the age, and you can't fault him for that. Bottom line, though, is that he is one bad step away from all of the questions snapping right back. You know, I'm old enough to remember when Hillary Clinton was running in 2016 and it was considered uncouth to ask her about her health and her constant hacking attacks. And then she collapsed into a van. Everybody's like, oh, maybe she is not the world's healthiest human. Joe Biden is a lot older than Hillary was. Hillary was 69 in 2016. Joe Biden is a decade older than that. He would be not only the oldest elected president, he would be the oldest serving president ever, which is, he is older now than Ronald Reagan was when he left office. And he's just starting his first term. So, you know, there's a long way to go between now and the election. And Joe Biden eventually, I assume now he's going to have to leave the basement. We'll get to more from the DNC, including their attempts at humor. They weren't great last night. We'll get to that in a moment. First, at the beginning of the COVID lockdown, I thought there might be a chance for unity, you know, well-calibrated policy designed to respond to the facts on the ground. Obviously, that is untrue. We now have states like New York and New Jersey with no actual prospects of reopening at all, despite zero deaths in Manhattan yesterday. Zero. And they're still not opening restaurants. They're still not opening bars. Not even at half capacity. I don't know what exactly the plan is for New York or New Jersey. Nobody does. All I know is that they seem pretty sanguine about locking down until forever, like with no plan to unlock in sight. The truth is, once states started to reopen, it became clear that the economy might snap back into place. Governors in blue states started to get fearful and then shut everything down again. We need to maintain the point to the governors that you need to reopen your state in safe and responsible fashion, and you need to do so ASAP. That's why I'm urging you to text Ben to 41490, petition your governor to keep your state open right now. Again, text Ben to 41490. Join my friends over at FreedomWorks in fighting against lockdown forever policy. Text Ben to 41490, petition your governor to keep your state open today. Already coming up, the Democrats tried to entertain us. They tried to have a little laugh, little tears. There were more tears than laughs. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Who hasn't felt protective lately of our families, our communities, our resources? In times like these, we all fight to make sure our people are safe.
but at the American Cancer Society. Our people, our community, our family is made up of millions of cancer patients and their families. So keeping them safe takes everyone's help. During COVID-19, help us keep vital resources available to cancer patients. Please donate to the American Cancer Society at cancer.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Democrats tried some humor last night. It did not go, I will say, spectacularly well. They had Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the woman from Seinfeld and Veep. And I don't know who they had writing these bits, but they're not good at their job. She began the night by suggesting that the only reason the 2016 election went to Donald Trump is because of Vladimir Putin and Facebook and Fox News. All of which is eminently untrue. It's amazing how Democrats are allowed to get away with the most open conspiracy theorizing in the world. And they're literally suggesting for four straight nights that Donald Trump is attempting to, what, crush the mailboxes with an anvil in order to stop people from voting by mail? That the suppression of the vote is well underway in the United States, despite zero evidence that this is the case? And also that Facebook somehow gave the election to Donald Trump, which is a bizarre take, or that Vladimir Putin skewed the election to Donald Trump? Now, here's Julia Louis-Dreyfus doing this in what I suppose is supposed, I know that this was supposed to be comedy because she sort of pauses for laughter, but when no laughter is forthcoming, both because there's no crowd and also because it's not funny, I guess she just has to push through. This is not a good stand-up routine.
Vote. Right now, you can text VOTE to 30330 to learn about all of your voting options and make the best plan for how to vote in your community, wherever you are. An easy way to remember 30330 is that's the year Donald Trump will finally release his tax returns. If we all vote, there is nothing Facebook, Fox News, and Vladimir Putin can do to stop us.
She seems very pleased with this comedy routine, which puzzles me because I know that she's a funny person, so I don't understand why she's pleased with this comedy routine. And it wasn't just that. They brought in Andrew Yang, who was forbidden from speaking at the debates. So now you get to hear. I like Andrew Yang. He's a nice guy. But let's just say that this comedy bit where they make fun of Mike Pence's name, because Kamala Harris's name is hard to say, and you're a racist if you mispronounce Kamala Harris's name, So they're going to mispronounce Mike Pence's name on purpose to make the point that, what, it's racist to mispronounce Kamala Harris's name? Like, it's not that hard. It's kind of hard. I mean, like, if you hadn't heard it and you just saw it on paper, you'd probably pronounce it Kamala, no? But apparently, let's just make fun of Mike Pence's name for no reason. For like 7 minutes. It's like a Monty Python sketch that goes on for 9 minutes when it should have been a minute and a half. Here we go.
So what did you think about Kamala Harris's speech last night?
It was tremendous. I was so happy for her.
I know, me too. She's fabulous. I cannot wait to see her debate our current vice president, Mika Pence. Or is it Pence?
It's pronounced Ponce, I believe.
Oh, some kind of weird foreign name?
Yeah, not very American sounding.
Yeah, that's what people are saying strongly.
Okay. But would you like a little more comedy from our celebrity class? Well, she also made some jokes about Joe Biden going to church, which apparently is okay now. It's good for Democrats to go to church so long as the only thing in the Bible they read is the least of these sentence. Other than that verse, the rest of the Bible has been basically ripped out. So here's Julia Louis-Dreyfus talking about Joe Biden going to church and it's bad if Donald Trump goes to a church. And oh, my God, this is so it's so bad. It's so bad.
Just remember, Joe Biden goes to church so regularly that he doesn't even need tear gas and a bunch of federalized troops to help him get there.
Why is it good that he goes to church regularly? Question. I thought that was bad. If you go to church regularly, aren't you a bigot like Mika Pence? Right. Isn't that the way this works? Unless you are in favor of abortion and can't receive sacrament, then it's, I guess, a little different. Finally, Julia Louis-Dreyfus suggested that Joe Biden has made her cry. This convention has made her cry so many times. First of all, if you watch political conventions to make you cry, you're doing life wrong. Seriously. Like, hang out with your kids, watch a movie, hang out with your spouse. If you're like, oh man, I watched that political convention the other day and it made me have so many feelings. Let me suggest that you have an actual life outside of politics. Here's Julia Louis-Dreyfus suggesting that Joe Biden made her cry, but Donald Trump also makes her cry. God, this is comedy. Comedy.
A couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I was absolutely terrified. One of the first people who called me was Joe. His real warmth and kindness on that call, man, I gotta say, it made me cry. Our current president has made me cry, too, but it's never had anything to do with his warmth or kindness.
She doesn't know whether to read that as a laugh line or whether to read that as an angry, angry one. Okay, she was not the only comedian to appear. Apparently, Sarah Cooper, an alleged comedian, appeared as well. This would be the lady who got famous literally by just mouthing Donald Trump's words. Now, the thing is that it's not funny when she does that. And the reason it's not funny is because Donald Trump is inherently hilarious. Donald Trump doesn't need somebody else to mouth his words. His words are hysterically funny. Sometimes not on purpose, sometimes on purpose. Dude's funny. She's not funny. So she didn't even try to do funny at the DNC. Instead, Rando, who does lip syncing to Donald Trump sounds, got to lecture us all about voting and how they're trying to steal your vote. Again, here's the conspiracy theory again. Apparently Donald Trump is going to go down to the post office and he's going to physically remove ballots from the mail.
I've heard Donald Trump say some pretty unhinged things. I've heard them over and over and over again. But nothing is more dangerous to our democracy than his attacks on mail-in voting during a pandemic. Okay, here's the truth. Donald Trump doesn't want any of us to vote because he knows he can't win fair and square. So whether you plan to vote by mail or in person wearing your mask, it is your vote and it's your right. Don't let Donald Trump take that away from you.
He's not going to take away these conspiracy theories are really incredible. The best comedy didn't even come from the alleged comedians. It came courtesy of Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders. So as a man who routinely slips the fact that his wife is a doctor into nearly every conversation, mainly because I'm proud of her accomplishments, Cory Booker does the same thing, but he's just proud he has a girlfriend. So he will slip Rosario Dawson into any conversation. So here was Cory Booker, along with the cavalcade of comedy stars, the Democratic nominees who weren't, they all got together and had themselves a very awkward little Zoom chat. Here's Cory Booker joking with Bernie Sanders about his girlfriend.
You could think of this sort of like Survivor on the out interviews of all the people that got voted off the island. Bernie, don't you laugh, because I got a question for you, like, why does my girlfriend like you more than she likes me? But let's move on.
Smarter than you, and that's the obvious answer, right?
Solid comedying. All righty. Coming up, we're going to get back into the DNC. Also, what does President Trump have to do with the RNC to help turn the tide? Joe Biden is at high ebb. What will it take for President Trump to pull out the election? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to Rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly oil change, Premier, and all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Zero. Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
There's a solution to hunger and poverty for millions. Farming families in developing nations can access food and flatten the curve on environmental harm. Nonprofit Trees for the Future is training farming communities to rethink how they farm using trees. Farmers are improving their nutrition and income so they can weather any storm. Learn more at trees.org/radio. That's TREES.org/radio. This message is sponsored by Trees for the Future.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Phil Kirpin. He's president of American Commitment and the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And he has been following very closely American policy with regard to COVID. Phil, thanks so much for joining the show.
Hey, great to be with you, man.
So let's talk about where we currently stand on COVID. According to Democrats, COVID is wiping across the land. Well, there's no waning in sight. And yet it seems to me, as I've been looking at these statistics, that we now have lockdown policies in places where, by any metric, they are completely unnecessary. The entire state of New York yesterday reported, I believe, 7 deaths. The entire state of New Jersey yesterday reported something like 11 or 12 deaths. The entire city of Manhattan reported a grand total of 64 cases 2 days ago. And yet all of these places remain locked down. I was watching the DNC and Democrats were blaming the collapse of the economy on President Trump. It seems to me one relatively major factor in the collapse of the economy is continuing endless lockdowns, refusal to open schools and businesses in places where it seems like COVID has largely wiped through the community already.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I would just add, as someone who lives here in Washington, D.C., you know, we're getting around, 1 to 2% positive a day, tiny, tiny numbers, almost no deaths this month, less than one death a day. And so we're in that same category, and we live with the, irrationality of things still being closed and public officials still saying, oh, how terrible it is and how dangerous. And you look at the numbers every day and you say, where is it? Somewhere else, maybe. And then, Ben, even if you look in the national numbers, obviously the southern wave was very widespread in terms of infections, and we have had a significant amount of death in the southern states as well, although nothing like what we saw in the north. Even that has peaked now, 4 or 5 weeks ago and declined dramatically across states like Arizona and Texas and Florida. And you look now at the national COVID-like illness indicator, which I think is the best indicator of where the disease is right now. This is the percentage of emergency department visits that present with COVID-like illness symptoms or a COVID diagnostic code. It's now down to 2% of emergency department visits nationally, which is pretty close to sort of the off-season level when they projected back historically. And so, the peak in the northern peak was 6.9%. The peak in the southern peak was 4.4%, and we're now falling very rapidly. And so almost all of the country now has it in the rearview mirror, in my opinion. But to your point, look, if these northern states that had their peaks in March and April and now have very, very, very little disease burden can't reopen things and have normal schools and businesses and economic activity now, when can they? What could they possibly be waiting for in the indicators that would allow them to move forward when we have these numbers that are so low? They might be within the false positives of the tests, which is something we don't know, the operational false positive rates of these tests, but it's probably something like 0.5%, which is about where New York is.
We're speaking with Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment and the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. So, Phil, it's not just in the United States. There were 6 deaths reported in the entire United Kingdom yesterday. There were 6 deaths reported in all of Italy yesterday. There were 16 reported in all of Spain and 1 in Sweden. It seems like there's a fairly obvious pattern, which is that COVID moves through a community. All you can do is protect the most vulnerable, and that's pretty much it. And so all of this talk about, contact tracing and testing of extraordinary numbers of people every single day in order to be able to lock this thing down, the bottom line is that in a country where there are heavy population centers and where there is widespread community spread, once it's over, it's kind of over, and all you can do is sort of the Sweden strategy. And the big problem in Sweden is they just didn't protect the nursing homes the same way they didn't protect the nursing homes in New York. I'm just wondering at what point we can declare that it's time for people to start getting back to work. I know that there are worries about a second wave as the winter arrives, but my assumption was that the second wave worry was mostly because there were people who were as yet unexposed, not that winter itself carries the disease or something.
Well, look, I do think there's a seasonal factor in this because it does look like it's following a pattern moving from north to south. by latitude, and you see sort of the same places around the, you see sort of all around the world the same latitudes kind of lighting up at the same time. And we had sort of northern U.S. and Europe in sort of March, April, and then we had sort of southern U.S. and Middle East and other places around 30 degrees latitude lighting up over the last couple of months, and now we're seeing sort of Hawaii and Hong Kong down at 20 degrees latitude. So I do think there's a seasonal factor. That said, if you get to the point where the community immunity creates enough resistance that it can't really spread anymore, and that seems to happen around 15 or 20% of the community being infected, then you don't really get a recurrence. You don't really get another infection. And we did have some out-of-season outbreaks that sort of give us a good indicator of this, in Louisiana in particular. Even though they're in the south, they sort of had a big outbreak when the northern states did because of Mardi Gras. They had millions of people from the north down there, and that was really New Orleans had kind of a big spike in the March-April time frame with a lot of deaths. And then they sort of had the southern wave come through Louisiana over the last couple of months, but not in New Orleans. In the rest of the state, in all the places that hadn't already been hit, which I think is very strong evidence that you get one really bad wave, and that's it. That said, there could be recurrences if you have places where it ended because of an unknown seasonal factor, not necessarily because the community immunity threshold was reached. And if that's the case, then we would see recurrences kind of next year. That said, you know, what can you do about it? Lock down all the way through next spring? I mean, it, you know, you can't make policy on the supposition that there might be a seasonal recurrence. You just have to deal with what happens when it happens.
So, Phil, when we talk about some of the more sort of, I would say, controversial policies, like people proposing mask mandates and all this, what do you make of those policies, in particularly in areas where there's a very, very low rate of community infection? I mean, I understand where the community infection is really high and you want to prevent people from unintentionally giving it to people who are vulnerable. But if you're in New York or New Jersey, at what point, I'm not saying it's now, but at what point do you think people are just going to go back to actual normal, as in like going back to the office and not socially distancing, or going to ball games or going to bars? Well, what do you think that looks like, and how many months more of full-scale lockdown with zero cases does it take before people start to realize that they need to go out and have lives again?
You know, I think the principal purpose and the principal benefit of the masks is psychological. There are some limited cases where there's an actual physical benefit to having the barrier, but you need to have a mask that's actually effective, and most of the fabric ones are not, and you need to handle it very, very carefully, never touch the outside, and sort of, you know, never touch your face, and sort of medical professionals with a lot of training can use a mask in a way that's beneficial, but most typical people cannot. And so I think that in practice, the mask mandates and the, you know, the voluntary use of the masks as well for that reason are more about kind of the psychological feeling of protection to allow people to be more comfortable coming out and reengaging in society. And I think that was the idea behind it. Unfortunately, I think it largely has the opposite effect. Paradoxically, a lot of people don't want to bother with putting on the mask, so they end up engaging in society less because masks are being required as opposed to more. And so I think there's very, very little benefit to the masks in practice as they're used. Most people are not trained to use them in a way that actually would be beneficial for disease. But to your point, most of the mandates have come in places where the disease was already long gone, and the mandates came in after the fact, and you know, in order for politicians to feel like they were doing something, I guess. And in those places, it's hard to imagine when they would go away, because if you adopt them when there's very little rationale behind it, I'm not sure what you would be waiting for that would allow you to reverse. And you even have Fauci saying, after there's a vaccine, we're going to continue these measures. So I'm not sure there is an end point, unfortunately. I would hope that people would at some point say, you know, enough of this, I'm going back to normal. But given sort of the politics and the mentality in a lot of these liberal places, I'm not sure we're going to see it. It could be years.
Phil Kirpin, President of American Commitment and Committee to Unleash Prosperity. So, Phil, you've been writing about COVID testing and its failures. This has been a main point that Democrats have been pushing, is this idea that there have been widespread testing failures, that the federal government should have done more with regard to testing. So, number one, where do we stand with regard to testing? What were the federal failures? And is there any prospect of faster testing on the horizon? So, out here in L.A., very early on, I got a COVID test because my son came down with something and I seemed to be coming down with the same thing. We got a COVID test. It took fully 8 days for us to receive the results, which is effectively useless. Now they have results in places like UCLA within maybe 3 or 4 hours. If you're lucky, maybe 8 or 10 or maybe 12 hours if you're not. But you're saying that there may be some faster-based tests that could be put out there more quickly, which obviously would change the nature of the ballgame, because you could find out very, very quickly whether you have the thing or not. What does that look like?
Well, we've done about 70 million tests in this country, and almost all of them have been lab tests that you have to send off and wait for their response back, which can take up to a week, as you experienced. And we now know from quite a bit of evidence that most people who get this disease are only infectious for about 7 days after symptom onset, 7 to 10 days, but seven is the most typical. So if you've already had symptoms for a couple of days and you're feeling sick and you're wondering about it, and then you go and you take a test, it's pretty likely by the time you get the result back, you're not infectious anymore, even if it was positive. And so you can't alter your behavior or really do anything that makes a difference from a public health standpoint on the basis of a test that's that untimely. Back in March, a team from MIT applied for FDA approval for a home test that would take about 10 minutes and cost about $2. It uses a specially coated strip of paper. Essentially, you lick it or spit on it and then place it into a tube, and then it gives you a result, positive or negative, in about 10 or 15 minutes. This test is not nearly as sensitive as the PCR lab test, and so it's not going to tell you, if you just got infected that morning but you haven't had any symptoms yet, it's not going to tell you positive on that. If you had it 2 weeks ago but you don't have it anymore, the lab test might still call you positive. The paper home test would not call you positive. And the FDA has taken the position that, look, this doesn't meet our standards because it's not as sensitive as the PCR lab test. That's why they're refusing to approve the home paper test. But actually, the fact that they're much less sensitive is a virtue, in the sense that you really only want to know if you're infectious that day when you take a test. You don't want to know, am I going to be infectious in a few days? That would be nice to know, but you don't need to know that. And you really don't want to know, was I infectious 2 weeks ago, which is something the lab test can tell you, but is of no actual value to you, and in fact will inhibit your ability to engage in your life. And so I would hope that they could approve these tests. We have seen some movement on this. The FDA created a new category for home tests, and I think that the creation of a new category, at least in theory, will mean that they're not going to benchmark it against the sensitivity of the lab tests, but so far they have not approved any home tests, despite the fact that they're, cost about $2 instead of $100. You get the results in 10 minutes instead of waiting for a week. And to me, which is very important, only you know the results, and you can act on it. And so it creates a decentralized response instead of all of it being driven by government and surveillance and loss of privacy.
We're speaking with Phil Kirpin, President of American Commitments and the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Phil, really appreciate your time and your acuity on this. It is amazing how alarmism has really overtaken so much of the policy surrounding COVID. It seems to me that, as always, the best policy always was shield the vulnerable, allow everybody else to get back to work. It is incredible to me that we have completely reversed the polarity of how we have handled nearly every other disease outbreak successfully in history, by basically telling everybody who is healthy that they need to not engage in everyday life in any possible way and need to do that interminably. I mean, New York State is still in stage four, and there is no stage five. They literally have no timeline for ever at any point reopening restaurants, which is unbelievable. Like, no wonder people are moving out of New York.
It's crazy, and you look at this, a lot of these southern states closed very little. Florida, I mean, Disney World's been open throughout. They closed standalone bars. That's about it. And they're going to have a much lower death rate than New York when this is all finished with, probably half of the death rate in New York. And so the lockdowns don't even seem to be very effective for limiting the spread of disease, despite the massive costs that they come with. There's an irony in the fact that the southern states, during the peak of their wave, had less restrictions than New York has months and months after theirs was over.
Well, Phil Kirpin, really appreciate your time. And again, appreciate your insight.
All right. Thanks for having me, Ben.
All right. Coming up, we're going to be jumping back into the DNC. We're going to talk about what the Republicans need to do to the RNC to get this thing back on the right track, because obviously the polls are not moving in the direction of President Trump. We'll get to that in a moment. First, people keep asking me what they can do to help save the country this November. Like you, I know that America itself is in many ways on the ballot. Freedoms, free enterprise system, many of our ways of life, rights that are guaranteed in the Constitution. Many of those things are under fire from particular political figures. The 2020 election is about turnout. Our opponents have their own get-out-the-vote machine. It's time for a massive get-out-the-vote effort of our own, sponsored by my friends over at Job Creators Network. Here's how it works. You go to 10420.com, and you take the 10 for 20 pledge. You'll receive a link that will give you the most trusted voting information and tools you can use to become part of the largest conservative get-out-the-vote effort ever. You'll be asked to send a link and a message to 10 people you know who care about the country, family and neighbors, church and work friends, and motivate them to vote. Get them out to vote. It's easy, and it could be the difference between a win in 2020 and a loss. To join this army for freedom and save the country, go to 10420.com. Take the pledge to drive 10 people to the polls in November. Don't let our opponents outwork us. Do your part today. Go to 10420.com right now. That is the number 10, F-O-R, the number 20.com, 10420.com. Go check them out right now. Already coming up, the RNC is coming up next week. So what is that going to look like, and what needs to occur to put Republicans on a path toward victory? We'll talk about it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to Rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Owning an IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it is pretty impressive that the Democrats were able to roll out a convention, truly, that some people watch. Now, the ratings on this thing suck. I mean, nobody watched it in real time, but it still has some resonance. I wouldn't expect a huge boost from it. But in the end, Joe Biden kind of did what he needed to do, which was he showed that he was an alive human, and then he made a bunch of promises he could never keep, which is, well, pretty much what would be par for the course. So what exactly does the RNC have to do? Well, first of all, it needs to be well produced. Okay, it cannot be an actual bleep show. If it is poorly produced, it reflects poorly on the president. So I would hope that his technical people do a good job of making sure that everything runs smoothly. If they don't, obviously this will be used as further evidence that Trump is chaotic and can't govern or anything like that. The biggest things that Trump needs to do, one, refocus the country on the stuff that's actually happening in the country. So the Democrats trotted out this bizarre mythology where everything was hunky-dory until Donald Trump took office, and then immediately it went down the sink. That is absolutely wrong. There were serious problems in the country before Trump ever took office. There were serious divisions between right and left. There were riots in the streets during the Obama administration. Okay, and the economy was soaring for the first 3 years of the Trump administration, and then COVID hit. So we're going to have to refocus on the reality here. We're also going to have to focus in on the policies that Joe Biden is pushing. Now, Joe Biden is pushing massive tax increases, huge regulations, world-beating government programs. He has pledged to basically end cancer, end disease, end everything. He's not going to keep any of those promises. He's been in government for 5 decades. The Democrats were able to escape all of the implications for 4 straight nights of riots and looting in the street. That just doesn't exist, according to Democrats. They won't condemn Antifa. They won't condemn violence and looting springing from Black Lives Matter protesters. They won't do any of that stuff. So you can assume that Trump will put his focus back on that, and then the media will call him divisive, but that is par for the course. So who exactly is set to speak at the convention? We've got some major sort of political figures inside the Republican Party. You have UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who's quite popular. You have Senator Tim Scott. You have Joni Ernst from Iowa. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is going to be speaking as well. All of these are excellent figures inside the Republican Party. And then you have sort of people who have become prominent because of political controversy. That include Nick Sandman, who's the high school student who sued several media outlets for libel after those media outlets proclaimed that he was, in fact, a racist trying to victimize an old Native American man, which turned out to be absolutely untrue. So he's going to speak, presumably, about the predations of the media, which is, I think, worthwhile. I mean, that was an extraordinary story. It will get the base revved up for Nick Sandman to speak about the media. The media are awful, and they are garbage at their jobs. In fact, got to show you this video of the media literally running at the behest of the Biden campaign last night. So the Biden campaign, after Biden spoke, they told all these media members that there were fireworks outside. And like small children, all of the media members like, ooh, fireworks, run, run. This is just video of them sprinting outside. None of these people, by the way, are carrying cameras. So these are not camera people who are missing the proceedings. They're reporters who are running outside to make sure that they see Joe Biden watch fireworks going off. Excellent stuff here from your members of the media. They're also having Mark and Patricia McCloskey. That's the Missouri couple who faced charges from a local prosecutor after brandishing guns at Black Lives Matter protesters. Those protesters were not protesters. They were, in fact, rioters. Once you violate the law, you're no longer a legal protester this way. Trump is going to make an appearance each of the 4 nights, according to inside sources, including by honoring frontline workers in the coronavirus pandemic 1 night. Also, each night there will be a speaker who lived under socialism speaking as well. Now, all of that is worthwhile. I think that some of the other people that the RNC should book, presumably, probably not the McCloskeys as much as people who actually have been deeply, like the family. How about the family of the ex-cop who was murdered during the protests in Minnesota, in Minneapolis? How about some of the people who were victimized by Chaz Chop? How about members of the Portland community who have watched their community being looted and taken over? How about members of the Chicago police? This should be a very law enforcement, soldier, civilian-centric RNC, right? People have been victimized by the predations of a Democratic Party that has decided full scale that it cares more about the woke left than it does about citizens of the United States and their ability to operate free of infringement on their liberty by people who break the law. The president should also have a lot of people talking about how their businesses have been shut down in particular states like New York and New Jersey and how their businesses have been lost and the Democrats seem not to care. They should absolutely talk about that. It's time to refocus the American public away from quote-unquote Joe Biden's empathy and toward the fact that his policies are actually not empathetic. In policy, the Democrats are just not empathetic. Full-scale lockdown is not empathetic. Andrew Cuomo being featured at the DNC after sending COVID-ridden seniors back into nursing homes, that is not empathetic policy. Lockdowns in areas where there is no spread is not empathetic. Backing rioters and looters, that is not empathetic either. All of that, that is all messaging that the president needs to push. Now, I don't think that the president needs to demonstrate himself that he's Captain Empathy. I don't think that he is capable of doing that, nor should he be expected to. You can't expect the president to shift on a dime. Instead, the president should say, I've been standing up for you. I will stand up for you. Joe Biden has never stood up for anybody but himself politically. I think there should be focus on Joe Biden's history of allegations of corruption, because those are quite real. Hunter Biden did, in fact, speak at the DNC last night, and it was real awkward. I mean, Hunter Biden did this video with his sister in which they talked about how they could count on dad. If I were the RNC, I'd be cutting a video immediately of Hunter Biden saying he could count on dad, and then immediately juxtaposing that with Hunter Biden taking Air Force Two with Joe Biden to China to close a business deal. Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma, where he had no business being, just because his last name was Biden. In other words, there's some fodder here, for sure. And no matter what, the media are going to claim that Trump is being depressing. But so what? Negative campaigning tends to work, which is why the Democrats did it against Trump for quite a while here. All righty. We'll be back here on Monday with more content. Also, we're doing a Daily Wire backstage, so you should head on over to Daily Wire. And then tonight, you can watch me hang out with the Daily Wire crew, and we'll talk about the RNC and the DNC, everything happening in politics. Otherwise, we will see you back here next week for the beginning of the Republican National Convention. Presumably, the race begins to tighten next week when the Republicans get their shot at the prime time. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. U.S. Gulf Coast could face a double whammy the first part of next week if two tropical storms converge on the area. The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch says residents in the southeastern U.S. should be particularly aware of the weather this weekend.
Right now, we want interest in the southeast U.S. Certainly, it's the peak of the hurricane season, and all around the Gulf Coast should be monitoring the progress of these systems.
Newly formed Tropical Storm Laura and the depression that's likely to become Tropical Storm Marco have had a pretty wild ride this week, and it's really not quite sure exactly what their status was as of late Friday. But in the west, it's an entirely different story. Central California, Northern California, wildfires, high winds wreaking havoc. Six people are dead so far. 175 structures have been burned down. Some 50,000 more are being threatened. A lot of people are getting concerned.
I'm really worried because if it burns down the next few days, I don't have a place to live.
A lot of those firefighters are taking a look at what they're trying to get taken care of is the humidity as well as the high winds. In Vacaville, which is between Sacramento and San Francisco, they tried to lift some evacuation orders in that area. But meanwhile, down in Santa Cruz, University of California, Santa Cruz, was evacuated, and a new fire burning near Yosemite National Park prompted some evacuations at all. The fires are carving their way through forests, canyons, and rural areas in the San Francisco Bay Area. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy faced senators on Friday and told them election mail would be prioritized for delivery, just as they've done in years past. More details at townhall.com.
We thank pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Conservative commentary is coming into the Democratic National Convention that just concluded on Thursday. Political analyst and former Arizona GOP Congressman J.D. Hayworth says Joe Biden can't handle the presidency.
He's not up to this job. And if you elect him, that means you're going to have whether in name or in fact, you're going to have a Kamala Harris presidency. And, oh, man, I tell you, talk about surrendering to the left.
Meanwhile, Hayworth believes the American people will make their views known this November at the ballot box.
Many folks, given the tenor of the times and the threats of bodily harm, if you publicly espouse a conservative viewpoint, I think a whole lot of people are going to be content to let their votes do their talking.
More news, more analysis, you can get them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Justice Department will seek to reinstate the death penalty sentence for the surviving marathon bomber, Zonev Sarnev.
Attorney General William Barr said in an interview this past week that his department will appeal a court ruling that it tossed out a death sentence for convicted Boston Marathon bombing co-conspirator Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. The 2013 Boston Marathon bombing had killed three and wounded more than 260. A three-judge panel of the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals had called for a new sentencing trial, citing insufficient juror screening. Mr. Barr says the Justice Department will pursue the case up to the Supreme Court. The older brother in the marathon bombing had been killed in a shootout with police after being cornered following days of pursuit. George Manzani reporting.
Speaking of the Attorney General, Barr says he would be vehemently opposed to pardoning former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden. More at Town Hall.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Democrat Party. He did go on to say, until the Wuhan is no longer with us. And now, ZZ Top. Well, happy Friday to you. Another week in the can, as it were. And the Democrats had their big convention. The Washington Post loved it. They thought it was great. CNN and MSNBC, they're still cooing. Honestly, they're curled up with one another like marmosets, pawing and tonguing one another. Is that what marmosets do? Little fur balls, like minks. Biden calls for hopefulness, is the giant headline in the Washington Post. It is good to be a Democrat. I mean, all he had to do was not fall down a flight of stairs yesterday with pots and pans in his hand, and they were going to declare him to be the next Winston Churchill. Of course, they despise. Have they canceled Winston Churchill? Do we have any statues of Winston Churchill to tear down? Well, I remember Barack Obama, when he became president, he tore down a statue of Winston Churchill in the White House. Put it in a crate, sent it back to the British embassy, said, thank you very much, but my father was part of the Mau Mau Revolution, and his grandfather, I think, too. So he wanted to get Winston Churchill out of the White House. Never even occurred to me until right now that maybe that's where the beginning of the tearing down of statues began. The day that Barack Obama got into the White House, he was offended by a bust of Winston Churchill. Remember, the White House lied about it repeatedly, said they didn't send it back to the British embassy. The British government wanted to be polite and not reveal that he did crate it up and send it back to them. And it had a hand mark on the Winston Churchill bust. It had a hand mark on Winston Churchill's left cheek where Barack Obama had slapped it. But I just made that part up. You couldn't, it was a bronze bust. You couldn't put a hand. You could with paint or something. They use a lot of paint, too. Well, in any event, the Democrats wrapped up their 4 days of peace and music or whatever it was. It was not exactly Woodstock because nobody showed up. And it was a Zoom call that went on for several days. and they have a lot of lunatics. They have more than their share of lunatics. The rioting continued, of course, in, well, let's see, that, you know, the mayhem in Chicago, the crime rate skyrocketing in New York continue. The rioting and the mayhem and the attacks on federal facilities in Portland continue. This is, you know, the Democrat Party shock troops out there. They're all mental cases. They're dangerously insane lunatics. And there are many, many of them. The Democrats have been training them in our schools and universities for some time now. And now they've been let out of their cages and they're burning the city. And the Democrats never, I believe that they never mentioned the violence in the streets, the riots, because it's them. You know, it would reflect negatively upon them if they, whatever they say about them, they want to endorse them because they do quietly in the backs of their limousines. They high-five each other and so on in violation of social distancing rules, by the way. And they did not condemn any of the violence. They didn't even look askance at any of the mayhem and the violence and the rioting. The billion, more than a billion in damage now, and it's probably a lot more than that. According to Molly Hemingway, an excellent reporter, there are at least 30 people dead. She is the night before last, I think, on the Fox News Channel. The number of 30 people been killed in the violence, the political violence that the Democrats have unleashed on the United States of America. They don't like our country. They're against us. And at least, according to Molly Hemingway, she said 30 people dead. I went looking for, did some research on that, and I did find that some news organizations were keeping a running tally for a little while, up to the point the latest one I could find was 24 people dead, killed, murdered, in the violence of the Democrat Party in the streets, which the news media assures us is mostly peaceful. In fact, if you haven't gone to the Chris Plant store, we have a line of mostly peaceful shirts and mugs and things in the Department of Deep State. And I'm a oil and gas man. We got I'm a oil and gas man mug and stuff like that. But the mostly peaceful, they keep telling us it's mostly peaceful. Molly Hemingway, who is an excellent reporter and checks her facts, said 30 people killed thus far. It didn't come up in 4 days of lunacy at the Democratic National Convention, which was not really in Milwaukee, but we pretend that it was. The news media pretends that it was. And it was, and also, I love this, the big headline in the Washington Post today. Have I mentioned, I keep failing to do this, we're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. I start talking, I'm off to the races. I can't help it. I only have 3 hours, and I've got about 5 hours worth of stuff to get into this three-hour bag with the Democrats. But the banner headline, more or less, Biden calls for hopefulness. Hopefulness. It's kind of an awkward phrase, I think. Biden calls for hopefulness. Hope, I think, would fill the bill. And then the second line, the subheadline is amid pandemic. I love this amid pandemic thing. Everything is amid pandemic these days in the news media because what with the Chinese Wuhan Red Death that the communists loosed on the planet to murder everybody that they lied about for quite a while. And the Democrats and the news media here, they're covering up for the Chinese too. They're actively engaged in a public relations effort on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. And it's extraordinary. But I love this amid pandemic thing. And article after article that I read today has the words amid pandemic. There is a flood going on in Sana'a, Yemen. And the Washington Post informs us that the floods are taking place amid the pandemic. My best girl and I, we went out to dinner last night, a nice patio place with a couple of friends of ours who are normal people. And we went out to dinner amid the pandemic. We did. It's later on today, I'm going to be meeting up with people. We're going to have a beverage amid the pandemic. That's because, you know, that's what we're going to do. The terror of it all, the terror amid pandemic. But the Washington Post, they gave it a good tongue bath here today. They went from top to bottom and then did it all over again. Joe Biden was at his best, reads another headline, warm and full of heart. Really, it's like for people that don't remember the Cold War and the Soviet days, this is like Soviet media, like TASS and Izvestia. This is really corrupt stuff. That was Dana, I'm out of my depth, Milbank, with that headline. He comes from a carnival family. Not very smart people. Joe Biden was at his best, warm and full of heart. The next to that, at last, Obama let loose. The idol worship is almost more than I can handle. Another headline, a bold choice and the right choice. It's easy these days to play the zealot. Mr. Biden does not appeal to that crowd. Well, he didn't denounce that crowd burning our cities and sacking and looting and plundering and arsoning as a verb and attacking the police and all that stuff. That's all fine with the Washington Post. And the Democrats don't even have to bring it up. Don't even have to bring it up. They can just float through it, just attack Trump and say that our economy will never come back and kids will never go back to school and nothing good will ever happen again, because they are the living embodiment of the Spiro Agnew phrase, nattering nabobs of negativism. These are horribly, awfully negative people, and it's the way they've been raised. They're anti-human. They don't like people. They don't like humanity. It's not just Americans they don't like. They really don't like people. This is one of the hallmarks of the left, of course. It's how they were able to murder 100 million people in the last 100 years and stomp on the necks of hundreds of millions more with hobnailed boots. In fact, including China, you know, maybe a couple billion with the hobnailed boots. It is great. Another headline in the Washington Post today. Those are all just from the Washington Post that I'm reading so far. With pointed and forceful acceptance speech, Biden checks off another box. Let's not bring Tara Reid into this, but was Tara Reid invited to speak at the convention? No, but Hunter Biden was. Hunter Biden and his sister, that nobody's ever heard of before, introduced Lunch Bucket Joe last night because they had to create a familiar surrounding so he felt at home, and they gave him his remote control for his TV so he thought he was at home on his Barca lounger, and he practically was. And he had a big speech last night, and there was some funny stuff in it and some ironic stuff. One of the funny things he said was that on his watch, and they've done this before, they said that on his watch, Russia would not be allowed to meddle in our elections. This is great stuff. Russia did meddle in our election on your watch, and nobody points that out. This is, you know, Glenn Kessler at the Washington Post, who awards Pinocchios to Republicans and fluffs Democrats. He's not fact-checking him, and so, well, you know, that did happen on your watch. Remember 2016? He doesn't. That's when the Russians did meddle in our elections, and that was just, by the way, when you were vice president and Barack Obama was president. They love this whole thing of that wouldn't happen on my watch. And whenever Joe Biden says that wouldn't happen on my watch, it's already happened on his watch. It's not just the Russian meddling. Although they've made this argument before, that Russian meddling would never happen on their watch. They've said this before. And the news media sits there and nods with their tongues hanging out like the lapdogs that they are, and fail to point out, well, it actually did happen on your watch, you know. Another thing, here's another crazy thing that is worth noticing, because it's kind of hard to notice sometimes. You remember all the radical Islamic jihadi troglodyte mass murder terror attacks on innocent civilians in Western civilization and in the United States of America during the 8 years of Obama, while he was square dancing with Iran and the Ayatollahs and funneling billions and billions, nay, tens of billions of dollars to the world's number one state sponsor of terror, while Russia was riding roughshod all over the Middle East, and he pulled out of Iraq, and ISIS grew like a wildfire and ended up controlling an area the size of Great Britain on Barack Obama's watch. And Joe Biden actually said a couple of days ago that they fought ISIS, and these people are just ridiculous, and nobody in the news media checks them. Just extraordinary stuff. All the terrorist attacks we had. Remember the Christmas Day attack, a massacre in San Bernardino, California. We had the Pulse nightclub in Florida massacre. We had the jihadis driving their cars, running people over, and the bridge in London by the Houses of Parliament. We had we had massacres in Germany, and it was about destabilizing the Middle East, which Barack Obama almost single-handedly did, and North Africa with their sustained 8-month bombing campaign of Libya that left a failed state in its wake, and total instability in the region, and the flow of refugees out of sub-Saharan Africa, North Africa, and the Middle East across the Mediterranean and to the Greek islands, and then all the terror attacks and the New Year's Eve assaults on women across Western Europe. And we had lots and lots of attacks in the United States of America. President Trump came in, and what happened to all those? Can I just... this is a question worth raising, because during the Obama administration, when they were wimpy and weak and spineless and gelatinous, and ISIS was raging and they were slaughtering the Yazidis and the daily decapitations and lining up people with their music videos and the orange suits and their hands tied behind their backs on their knees and slashing their throats and cutting their heads off and distributing the videos, what happened to all that? What happened to all that? Because that was everyday stuff. That was commonplace during the Obama years. And suddenly, what happened to all that? Where did that go? The answer is that President Trump sat down with the United States military and with intelligence agencies and with law enforcement and took decisive action and wiped out ISIS and the physical caliphate. Remember, they reduced their caliphate, the region they controlled, by 80%, and then by 90%, and then by 95%, and the news media was snorting and chortling, and, oh, so, oh, but they still own an area the size of a Volkswagen, so they, and the news media was against it. But what happened to that? The answer is the United States military knew how to get the job done all the while, and Barack Obama tied their hands behind their backs, put them in an orange jumpsuit, put them on their knees by the edge of the sea, and held a knife to their necks and defunded them and said, we're not doing that. And al-Baghdadi and Americans were being attacked by Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general. And what did the Obama administration do about that? What did they do? They sat back, they golfed, they read Sports Illustrated, they watched ESPN while Americans were being slaughtered. Well, you remember reporters being decapitated, all kinds of horrible things. And it was just, it was like, well, that's, remember that annoying phrase, the new normal? And that's kind of what they told them. Then President Trump came along. Where's that now? Where does that stand now? See, this is the difference between leadership that's interested in getting the job done and people that are interested in making promises that they never fulfill. That's Democrats versus Republicans, Trump versus Obama and Biden. And Biden said last night, well, that had never happened in our watch, Russian meddling in the election. That's when it did happen, Joe. I mean, I know you're not real good at remembering and stuff, but maybe somebody, a fact checker, should remind him. Just saying. Got a bunch of audio. President Trump also in Pennsylvania last night with a speech there. And a Democrat media wackiness and all kinds of crazy stuff, from airplanes to Madison, Wisconsin.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
We've all had to make some adjustments over these past few months, but what hasn't changed much is how much we depend on our cars. Unfortunately, cars have more problems in the summer months. AC failure, broken cooling fans, and power window motors are just some of the most common issues. That's why you need to get CarShield coverage before those summer breakdowns happen. CarShield has protection plans to help take care of expensive repairs so you don't have to. They can save you thousands of hard-earned dollars. Plus, you get to pick your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work. With CarShield, there are no long-term contracts or commitments. Plans are customizable, payments are flexible, and rates are as low as $99 a month. CarShield has already helped more than 1 million drivers. That's why they're America's number one auto protection company. Get coverage today and see why CarShield cars go farther. Visit CarShield.com and use the code PLANT to save 10%. That's CarShield.com. The code is PLANT. A deductible may apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself.
You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Modern modernization today has the products you need to modernize your workplace. Like the Office DJ.
Let his fatigue-shattering beats fill every corner of your office with productive vibes.
At CDW, we get an Office DJ won't modernize productivity. You need secure, manageable, and reliable Dell Latitude laptops built to help your workforce stay productive from anywhere. Dell and IT Orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/dellclient.
He's been vice president and worked in Washington for over 40 years. But do you really know Joe Biden? Now, Greg Kelly uncovers the real truth about Joe Biden. Every night this week at 7 p.m. Eastern, watch Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax TV and find out the surprising truth about Biden, his mental health, his fitness for office, the big decisions he made that went wrong, and the facts about his choice for vice president. You won't see this anywhere else. So tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Find Newsmax TV on all the major cable systems. DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, UVerse, Fios, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, Armstrong, and more. Check your cable guide. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV anytime or anywhere. Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit GiveWestwood.org. GiveWestwood.org.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
All right. Yeah, we got action on airplanes yesterday. Read a story out of Madison, Wisconsin that bothered me this morning. And the mayhem continues. Right now, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Aaron, calling from Dumfries, Virginia. Aaron, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm great, Aaron. What do you say? Uh-oh. Hey, we're having a little trouble there. Uh-oh. Aaron, are you barreling down a hillside in a prairie schooner filled with pots and pans?
No, I apologize, Chris. I'm working and driving, but I'm pulling over. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning to you.
Yeah, I just real quick. I mean, I watched the speech last night, and I know your favorite girl isn't a Democrat or a liberal like my best girl. So I got a chance to watch it with liberals. My daughter's 20. She's also voting this year. Uh-huh. And, you know, of course, we all see the compassion and everything that he gave and everything. I just hope we come pretty good next week, because I'm watching tear-jerking moments, and, you know, this compassion thing is going a long way. This is the way they look. They don't fact-check anything. They don't go back and look at the promises he made last night. Democrats don't do that.
Yeah,
but we got to really come strong next week.
Well, you're right. It's all about feelings with Democrats, and they appeal to emotions, and they try to, you know, leave people distraught and weeping, whereas Republicans typically talk facts, and we crunch numbers, and we look at results. And in fact, I got a couple of sound bites today I'm going to play to that effect from a great guy that was on the television this morning. Now, so you have a politically divided family.
I have a politically divided family, and I hear about it every night, but I'll continue to fight the cause.
Even in your own home, on your own couch, in your own lounge chair, you can't get away from it, huh? What a bummer.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's cardiovascular and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
A jewel of the North, place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18th Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, soul fitness, and golf. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is convenient and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our program is convenient and flexible. See you soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu
or call 530-226-4606.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those, driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and I need more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting and unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at Turtle.
Now, Aaron, I'm sorry I didn't get more time with Aaron. Talking about being at home in a, you know, a politically mixed family, watching the speech last night, and the daughter indoctrinated, raised on it, can't get away from it. I mean, everywhere you go, your smartphone is the device that the left has been using with very little notice for the last 10, 15 years, I guess, brainwashing and indoctrinating kids, feeding their feeds, what they sign up for, is seized upon by organizations that with the pop-up ads to the content out. The indoctrination, the brainwashing, is very thorough, it's very insidious, and it's very effective. And Aaron was talking about his daughter and the compassion. See, the Democrats, they're selling compassion, a feel-good kind of thing. And Aaron was saying correctly, absolutely rightly, that the Republicans really need to bring it next week. And I've got to say that the Republicans have a whole lot of advantages right now over the Democrats when it comes to convention. And the Democrats have a whole lot of advantages, too. It started with George Stephanopoulos and Chunk Todd and Jake Tapper and Jim Sciutto and the New York Times and the Washington Post and Stephen Colbert. Have you noticed, you probably haven't, that Stephen Colbert, he has got, he's on the late night, used to be David Letterman's slot, and he's got this show. He went crazy long ago. He used to be a fairly funny guy, but he went politically nuts because the party's pushed a lot of people around the bend. And he is really certifiable. But all week long, who did he have on? He had Hillary. He had Bernie. Did he have Kamala? Who did he have, Michael? He had Hillary one night and Bernie one night, right? Had Elizabeth Warren one night. And it's the Democrat Party lineup. And when it's over, it's not over because the Democrat Party's propaganda machine never sleeps. They've got Bill Maher on HBO, and they've got the Sig Heilman on Showtime, and everywhere you turn, it's politics. They've politicized everything, of course, from the weather to just absolutely everything. And everywhere you turn, there is the Democrat Party propaganda machine. And young people have very little hope, I guess, unless they've got really great parents who can pull them on, have lots of time to pull them over here and show them this. But still, they go into school and they're propagandized there. They watch late night TV. They're propagandized there. Everything they see on their phones, they're getting a steady diet of the Democrat Party's propaganda machine. It's extraordinary. It's really an uphill battle for parents. And for people growing up to get a fair and square picture of what's going on, a balanced picture of what's going on. Because Joseph Goebbels never had a propaganda machine like Joe Biden has, like Barack Obama has. Nowhere close. I mean, it didn't stand a hope. Let's go to some of the crazy stuff from last night. Every night they had some kind of Hollywood people doing introductions. They had Kerry Washington a couple of nights. They had Eva Longoria, very beautiful woman wearing a very tight white dress and spilling nice hair. And that's it. And that's, they know that they're just selling a can of soup to the American people, like Barack Obama was a can of soup. And they sold him to us. He had no accomplishments to speak of other than voting present a bunch of times in the state house in Springfield, Illinois. But other than that, and he got elected because of a corrupt Democrat machine in Illinois. Then he's in the Senate sitting in the back row doing nothing until he runs for president. And the news media sold him to the American people like he was the greatest thing since food. And of course he won, and he could read a teleprompter pretty well. But last night they had Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and she too was wearing kind of a tight white dress. She comes from a very, very, her father is a very, very wealthy man, extremely wealthy. She didn't have to work at all. But she did go in and make millions and millions, tens of millions on the Seinfeld show. She was on the TV show Seinfeld. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she was doing her thing last night for the Democrat Party, because it's all just a terrible television show. Our system of electing a president is a television show, and the Democrats own television. So that's an advantage that they have. They have lots of corrupt people working in the wings. I like to compare it to The Omen and Damien Thorne, with all of the people pre-positioned to help him out at the school and at work, you know, places he went. You know, the Satan people, and it's kind of the same thing here. But in this case, the Republicans have certain advantages in that the Democrats went first. And they tripped up all over the place. The media smoothed it over for them. But they tripped up technical issues, and they looked stupid, and they had duplicate boxes and their Brady Bunch things, and they had a lot of gaffes and a lot of mistakes, and a lot of it looked dumb. And the Republicans get to go to school on that and learn from it and not make the same mistakes. And the Democrats also completely avoided all kinds of things that are actually on Americans' minds. Now, the Wuhan Red Death is on Americans' minds, of course, and all they did was try to blame President Trump for it and attack President Trump and demonize President Trump and those that support him. Elizabeth Warren, we will take vengeance on you. Ha, ha, ha. What's that movie, like the Satan worship thing? Ha, ha. Oh, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, right? Donald Sutherland, Invasion of the Body. Elizabeth Warren. Try inhaling and then speaking. I don't want to give any tips to the other side here, but these are things you should have learned when you were, before your eyes were fully open, but that's okay. And they had Julia Louis-Dreyfus of Seinfeld on there last night, and she was with Andrew Yang. Remember Andrew Yang? His friends call him Ying. And Andrew Yang was on there, and they were, in a couple of boxes because it's all a Zoom call with fake backdrops, and it's like a sci-fi movie that we're watching, our way of electing presidents. All these riots going on, China trying to hack into they're trying to steal the Wuhan vaccine stuff. The Chinese, that didn't come up. They were not critical of the Chinese at any point. They were not critical of Iran at any point. I don't think they talked about radical Islamic jihadi terrorism at any point, because I guess President Trump has done such a bang-up job of stuffing them back into the crack in the earth that they slithered out of, and killing many thousands of them, because the U.S. military knew how to do it all along, but Barack Obama didn't have the appetite for that. He was busy golfing and watching ESPN. But they had this thing last night. What else did they not talk about? They talked a lot about the weather. You know, hey, weather's kooky, isn't it? Yeah, somebody ought to do something about that. Oh, I'm gonna. Yeah, okay. How? Are you gonna raise your taxes? $4 trillion in tax increase. And we're gonna wipe out industry after industry in America, kill millions of jobs. But then we're going to reinvent those jobs by having green jobs. Didn't you guys just pretend you were doing that for 8 years, and we gave billions to your friends to make solar panels that are now in landfills filled with toxins? Honestly, you know, solar panels are they're basically made of toxins. They're toxic panels. They're everything about them is toxic. But they had this actress woman who, you know, seems perfectly amusing. But what does her father own? Her father owns everything. I think he owns lots of, Four Seasons hotels, for one thing. I think he's a big investor there. So you can stay at the finest hotels in the world wherever you go. Julia Louis-Dreyfus had Andrew Yang. Remember, Andrew Yang was going to give everybody $1,000 a minute or something like that. Every American is going to get $1,000 a month from me. Vote for me. It's like corruption just out there waving it like it's a banner. You know, they call that walking around money in corrupt cities like Chicago. So here's Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and she delisted because, you got to understand, some people have been mispronouncing the name Kamala because, you know, everybody said Kamala for years. And then suddenly she said, oh, no, now we all have to start pronouncing it a new way. It's like comma and la, you know, like comma and like la. Kamikaze. It's like kamikaze. It's one of our wonderful callers said. And la, like la, la, la. So it's kamikaze, la, la, la. And they had to demand. Remember, Tucker Carlson was attacked. You mispronounced her name. And there were 100,000 news articles that Tucker Carlson mispronounced her name. And that was sexist. And it was racist. And it was anti-Indian, too. And it just, these people are so ridiculous. And I want to do a little demonstration. Here's Julia. She's a Hollywood actress, and she's at the Democratic convention because they had to have somebody to put their Zoom calls together for them. So here's Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Andrew Yang watching.
So what did you think about Kamala Harris's speech last night?
Kamala.
It was tremendous. I was so happy for her.
I know, me too. She's fabulous. I cannot wait to see her debate our current vice president, Mika Pines. Is it Pence?
It's pronounced Ponce, I believe.
Oh, some kind of weird foreign name?
This is what happened.
Yeah, not very American sounding.
Yeah, that's what people are saying strongly.
God, they're petty, pea-brained, dim-witted, unfunny, unoriginal people, aren't they? They're Democrats. You know, you need your Hollywood writers to come in and try to write something funny. See, that was all about somebody not pronouncing Kamala properly enough, quickly enough, because they're like North Koreans. They really are. And they may remember, or they probably don't because of the rampant brain damage in the Democrat Party, that when Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. was introducing Kamala as his vice presidential running mate, it seems like just days ago, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. himself committed the same crime.
I told him I wanted to be the last person in the room before he made important decisions. That's what I asked Kamala.
Oh, no. See, that's it. And also, what they call him, Poonce, they call him Poonce, which in Australia is an anti-gay slur.
Personally, I plan to follow the example of six current cabinet members, Vice President Poonce, and President Trump himself, and vote by mail.
See, now, she called him an anti-gay slur if you're in Australia, and this is one world. We're all on one planet. We're all in this together. Let's not forget. So when you use an Australian anti-gay slur, and they've tried to paint Mike Pence as being anti-gay, it's based on nothing. If you go Google it, it's really hard to find what they're trying to explain to you. They just love hurling insults at people. It's what they do. And boy, oh boy. So that was their big comedy routine. And once again, when you don't have an audience there cheering and pretending to laugh, and you don't have, you know, like the producer waving his hand in the air and pretending to laugh, and the applause sign isn't flashing to the crowd, then the bad jokes fall flat. You can tell the bad jokes from the good jokes. Isn't that amazing? Poonce. There it is. And so you call him Poonce. Can we say Poonce here in America? Because I think that should be frowned upon. That's a slur in Australia. Remember when Governor George Allen, Senator George Allen, used the word macaca? The news media, the New York Times, they went and they found a Berber tribe in the Atlas Mountains in Morocco, North Africa, who said that the word macaca is a slur. I'm not making this up. This is true. They literally did this. They will scan the globe looking for someone to be offended by. anything that any Republican says. But she says poonce, which is like the anti-gay F word here in the United States. In Australia, the word poonce is an anti-gay slur. And she is, and that's okay. And it's because, and it's funny, Mike, you see, that's Mike, M-I-K-E, and they don't know how to pronounce it. And this is great humor for them. And it's because Kamala has become a new rallying cry for them, so they can call people racist and sexist, which is what the party of the Klan and the Confederacy and denying women the vote and spiking the 19th Amendment for 20 years. You know, the Democrat Party, for Democrats, the 19th Amendment gave women the vote. Republicans secured it, and Democrats fought against it, hammer and sickle, as always. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus, after that exciting moment, then was going on to introduce Hunter Biden. Did she introduce him by asking about that $83,000 a month no-show energy job in Ukraine? No, she didn't. It went like this.
Who better to introduce our nominee, Joe Biden, than his children?
I'm Hunter Biden.
And I'm Ashley Biden.
Joe Biden is our dad.
Music. Now the music starts, and it becomes very touching. He loves to, he plays up the tragedy in his family every chance he gets to. And there have been many tragedies in his family. But the fact that he uses them as political weapons is a little, it makes me uncomfortable. Hunter and Ashley.
We want to tell you what kind of president our dad will be.
Music.
He will be tough.
And
tough.
Honest.
Caring. And principled.
He'll listen.
Pre-recorded.
He'll be there when you need him.
He'll tell you the truth, even when you don't want to hear it.
He'll never let you down.
I think Trump does that. He tells the truth even when you don't want to hear it. Like about all you lunatics. Hunter.
He'll make your grandkids feel that what they've got to say matters.
Your grandkids. He wants to make your grandkids feel that what they say matters. You know, what your grandkids say doesn't matter. Let me just say that they're children, and they should be seen and not heard, and they should shut up on political issues. The Washington Post had the 15-year-old yesterday. And he cares very deeply about your grandchildren, but when asked by Cardi B about his children, he forgot how many grandchildren he has.
I got 4 kids, 5 grandkids. Come on. I'm an expert.
He's got 7 grandkids. That was just the other day with Cardi B. And there are no fact checkers out there in the fake news media. Thank God for me. Thank God for the small number of people with a microphone that tell the truth, honestly. These people are a satire of U.S. government, and our media is a satire of Soviet media. What a bunch of filthies are they? We'll be right back.
Who'll make your grandkids feel that what they've got to say matters?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
New Natrol Relaxia helps manage occasional stress and anxiety, because when there's less stress, there's more you. Find Relaxia at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your renter's insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 200-square-foot apartment.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized renter's insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Alabama, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, Georgia, and hundreds more Black-owned restaurants in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
When the coronavirus strikes the world's most vulnerable people, they have no soap, masks, food, or medical care. Children International is helping children and families in need survive the crisis. Learn more at children.org/help.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
There's a solution to hunger and poverty for millions. Farming families in developing nations can access food and flatten the curve on environmental harm. Nonprofit Trees for the Future is training farming communities to rethink how they farm using trees. Farmers are improving their nutrition and income so they can weather any storm. Learn more at trees.org/radio. That's TREES.org/radio. This message is sponsored by Trees for the Future.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Vice President Pence.
Vice President Pence. Pence and Ponce and... They're so funny, they can't pronounce his name. Mike Pence, it's so hard. Just like Kamala, which is, I don't know, from the Punjab, I think. I think that's where her mother is from.
That's what I asked Kamala.
There you go. Let's go to the phones, and that's I think Kamala is a slur, unless a Democrat says it, in which case it's okay. Just like Pence, which in which case it's okay. Let's go to Jason, calling from Kensington, Maryland.
G'day, Chris. How you going, mate?
I think Jason's from Australia, where this is a terrible slur.
Yeah, I kind of got my ears pricked up last night. I heard that. I said, did you just say punts? I mean, it's pretty derogatory down there. I mean, punts is kind of like, I mean, we use punts all the time with our mates and all that. But, I mean, if you're calling someone a punts you don't know, it's very... offensive.
It's fighting words.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it sort of describes someone who's a little bit effeminate, you know, who's also an idiot as well, but I mean, effeminate, sort of, you know, leaning towards a little bit kind of
I looked it up. It's an anti-gay slur, according to Al Gore's Amazing Internet. And the group said no. And also, Ponce, they called him Ponce. That in Great Britain, that is a similar thing for an effeminate man who's a dandy and a fancy and goes around, you know, dressed in a fancy way with jewelry and kind of pimp-like, too, as one of the comments. But that's fine. They can use these terms because they're Democrats. Now, could you on the radio in Australia, would they let you use that word?
Probably, because Australian radio and TV is a little bit more kind of lenient on language a bit because it's the way it is out there. But, I mean, you would definitely be called out if you're, say, a politician or someone like that that was in public. Yeah. I mean, if you're a comedian or in that sort of business, it'd be all right. But no, not if you're a public figure news, that you definitely would be called out. But yeah, I mean, if they're going to play that game with names, I mean, someone should be calling them up and say, listen, you want to do a check on that.
Well, these are the people that cancel everybody for straying into territory without even knowing it in many cases. Tucker Carlson was, again, hundreds of, including the Washington Post, the New York Times, attack articles on Tucker Carlson for saying Kamala, just like Joe Biden said it, like this.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.